Everybody rise for the new corporate world anthem. And this was written by Neuralize. If you don't know the words, I posted the link in the IRC.
United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy,
we cannot
who
win
is Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was
Kennedy
just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Ranch Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
What? Yes, it's time for the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 45. Who knew it would go this far? Science is a tool, but it's lacking pretty greatly. Tonight, we are going to be going into a whole new direction with the show. Well, not really a whole new direction. I always say that every show. It's a whole new show.
Yet again, Sean.
Well, yet again, it's a whole new direction. No, I mean, I've been looking around on it. Like, I did something this weekend. We're going to get into this in a minute. But I did something this weekend. It made me think, you know, maybe there's something else going on here, you know. And it's really bad when me, who's Mr. Corporal-Political Conspiracy Guy, goes, whoa, yeah, there's something else going on
there's
here.
There's something deeper.
There's something deeper than just the Illuminati and the black helicopters. Yes, it's true. There's something far more going on there. You are currently free to distribute this form, this broadcast, in all forms you see fit. Or are you? You're not actually able to put it on television. You can't broadcast it over the airs without a license. So really the only freedom you have is to listen. Think I'm wrong? Try it yourself. Okay? You can't give this away to people on the street. You probably get discharged with distributing harmful matter to minors. And you can't put it on just a general gigahertz radio frequency. Ooh, someone's phoning.
What's this?
Let's see who this is. But anyway, you're free to do whatever you want with the program. Hi there. You're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is James Ray.
Hi, James Ray. Now, this is the same James Ray that is the... Gene Ray. Sorry. This is... you're the fellow from TimeCube.com, right?
That's right. That's me.
Okay, let's. I just we've got everyone live and everyone's listening right now, and I want to make sure that we get everything on the air. So I'm just going to post your website link in the IRC for everyone. Just hang on for a sec, there, Gene.
I sent you an email just now.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Gene is someone who I came across on the internet the other day, and he's got some pretty interesting theories. So I wanted to get him on the air here and get it so that everybody can hear, because Rant Radio, as everybody knows, we're all about free medium, free speech. And we want to distribute knowledge as best we can. And I've never come across anything quite like what you have there, Gene. So can you give us, like, the layman term breakdown? Like, what have you got going on there?
Well, the time cube is kind of like a four-corner classroom, which represents the four corners of Earth, but we only taught one-corner knowledge. We're taught ignorance.
Oh, okay, hang on. Let's take that even further back to the beginning here, okay? Let's pretend that we're dealing with people who have never seen your site before, because they've never seen your site right up until now. So what is the time cube? Please assume that I'm really dumb. I don't know anything.
Well, in the time cube, it had four corners. Everything is an opposite. And everything has four corners. Your stomach, your body has a front, back, and two sides. In between the top and bottom. The solar system has a top and bottom with a front, back, and two sides. Earth has that. Everything created, a drop of water, has a front and back, two sides in between the top and bottom. Everything has cubic values.
Oh, okay. No, I'm with you now. And Stephen Hawking agrees with you, actually. He was talking about that. He was saying that everything was kind of had cubic values. And you see that everywhere. You actually come to think of it, man. Like, you see that all the time in our structures, right? All buildings got four sides. And everybody works in cubicles. They have four sides. I mean, it just goes on and on. You got monitors have four sides. I never really thought of that.
Well, actually, you have the four sides. But your head has top and bottom with a has four corners, your nose corner.
Holy shit, you're right.
And a back corner, but you don't have a one-corner face. You're only one-fourth of who you think you are. But in a lifetime, you go around the four corners, the baby, the child, the parent, the grandparent.
Wow.
The human, we don't recognize human metamorphosis. The adults are not born. Only the baby is born. And if you don't recognize the corner metamorphosis, and adults exist as big babies.
Okay, where did you... this is some amazing stuff. Where did you... how long have you been doing this?
30 years. I've been...
30 years?
I used to be on the scientific philosophy boards on the Internet, and they threw me off because I wouldn't compromise it with them. So I went on the Internet. I've been on the Internet about 4 years with it, and more and more people knowing about it every day that's being debated and just about every university in the world.
Wow. So did you write any books about this or anything like that?
I'm in the process of writing one. I made a tape at MIT. I lectured and debated MIT to about 500 students from MIT, Harvard, and some of the other major universities.
Okay, hang on. You went to the Michigan Institute of Technology with your time cube theory, got up on a stage in front of 500 of the students from Harvard and MIT and all those guys, and
yep.
You explained this to them?
They treat me like Einstein. Of course, Einstein was ignorant of the time cube.
Wow.
And so this is the greatest discovery that Einstein ever made.
Okay, now the actual time cube itself, like, okay, now we understand that everything in the universe has four sides, okay?
Yeah, and it has four corners, like on the opposite. When the sun shines on Earth, it creates like the midday point, and opposite of that, it simultaneously creates a midnight, which is no light.
Okay.
And those are the two majors, the black and white. And where those two join, the synergy creates the sun up and sundown. Now, there's 24 hours between midday and midday. There's 24 hours between sundown and sundown. 24 hours between midnight and midnight. And 24 hours between sunup and sunup.
And everything's divisible by four.
That's right. And it's like taking a hemisphere, like a pie, divided into four quarters. That's all there is. There is no more. All further quarters have to be divided in one of the corner quarters.
Wow, that's amazing stuff, guy. Like, now that I see it, the more four just keeps on going. There's four seasons, right?
Yeah, well, you don't have to use number four. You can call them corners. Everything has to do with the corner forms.
Wow, so why aren't they teaching this in schools?
Well, they won't allow this because it puts religion in one corner. And they would lose control of people. Education is for the purpose of brainwashing and indoctrinating people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there. But no, there's nothing more dangerous than religion backed into a corner. I mean, that's some bad stuff.
Well, education, too. Education is the worst one. If you get education, you agree, well, you could overpower religion. But see, a church is a school, and a school is a church. You got the same people teaching in both of them. And they teach the linear time or singularity. Now, if you get in one corner, you can only occupy and experience one corner at the same time doing a full corner rotation.
Is there like an experiment? Because we've got a lot of people listening right now. Okay, like right now, what you're saying is being beamed out all over the world. It's going to South Africa. It's going to Russia. It's going to Latvia. It's going all over the world here, okay?
Yeah.
To the four corners of the world, actually.
And that's right.
And what I'd like to know, is there like an experiment, like just a simple experiment, like, you know, a person, if they were talking about the law of gravity, right? They would pick up a rock and drop the rock, and it would be an experiment to show the law of gravity. Is there a simple experiment someone can do to, like, other than, you know, what you're saying about the
right,
logic?
Okay, you can put is your room there four corners?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you can put 100 people in it, and it'll still have only six corners.
Good God, you're right.
I mean, only four corners. I'm sorry, it has a top and bottom, so you rotate between the top and bottom.
The whole room.
Yeah, and you rotate between the top and bottom. You only rotate the four corners, and the walls are the space between the corners.
Holy shit.
And if you use the three dimensions of length, width, and height in your four-corner room, it's erroneous math because it does not account for the fourth-corner perspective dimension.
Wow, guy, I'm getting a headache with this. This is some incredible stuff. So you went to MIT. You explained this at MIT, and what happened?
I just sent you an email.
I'm sorry. We're on the air, so we don't get a chance to actually.
Create a big one in the summer at MIT in a room that has 1,250 people and standing room, and he wants to invite people from all over the country, all over the world.
They're going to build a giant time cube at MIT.
Well, they already have a room there, but we're going to lecture and debate and discuss. It'll be an all-day seminar on the time cube at MIT.
What date is this happening?
Well, we're working on it right now to set it up.
Wow.
And it's most of the other universities, they know what the professors know what the time cube is. I offer any academic institution or professor $10,000 to disprove it, but they cannot disprove it, so they run and hide. They know what it is, but they hide from it.
Oh, wow.
And I get letters all the time from young students who said they were dismissed from school for looking at the time cube website.
Really? Get kicked out of school for it?
And I get letters from students who said they're elected president of the student body and they're going to debate the time cube come a hell of high water. And I never hear from them again. They get expelled or threatened.
Holy cow. Now, I imagine you must have been threatened just a few times. I mean, when you start talking about time cubes, you know, people get a little bit sketchy. So what when you start talking about something like this that, you know, people don't know about, what have you met in the way of resistance?
Well, I get I've gotten threats from NASA. They say you're rocking the boat, so people can't handle it. They can't handle it. They've never been allowed to know it.
So this is from the NASA, from the
That's
people
right,
who go to space.
Yeah. And I get death threats all the time.
Wow, really?
And I went to college down in St. Petersburg when I was living down there, and they said if you come back down here, we'll put you in jail. And then the county school board there said if you send us another fax, we'll put you in jail.
Can I ask what city you live in now, or is that not allowed to be asked?
What's that?
What city do you live in?
Well, I'm in Atlanta. I moved back up to Atlanta where I used to live. My daughters live up here. I'm up to 75, so I want to get closer to my family.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But I lived down in St. Petersburg for 30 years. So
you cooked this up, or actually I should say you discovered this, when you were about 45.
Yeah, and like I say, I'm still learning from it because it's a giant thing. It needs a big board to research it and handle it, to inform the public about it.
I got to know, like, what happened? Like, I'm trying to imagine how you came across the theory. Like, I'm thinking there you are, you're working at university, you're deep in nosebleed math, you know, and you're looking at quadratic equations and imaginary numbers, and all of a sudden, you know, there it is, the time cube idea.
Well, it's a truth cube or either a life cube because it's truth because it's cubic and no human or God can speak it. It's ineffable. You can't because everything has an opposite. If you stand on one corner, the opposite corner is opposite from it. Both of you are right. Both corners are right, but you're opposite.
So I'm just wondering, at what point did you realize it? Like, was there a day when you woke up in the morning and went, holy crap, there's a time cube?
Well, no, I started out in the game of marbles as the kids played, teaching that. I wrote a book on it, and I found out it was kind of the key to the pyramid. It's like the...
Hang on. I got to try to keep up with you here. I've never gone to university, so you have to forgive me. You said you were playing marbles?
Yep, when the game of marbles, the circle represents the body, and the marbles they put in there are cells, and the two forms that create the life is until they knock the marbles out, and that's death, and then they go create new forms. There's two spirits. Everything on Earth is created between the North Pole and South Pole, like plus and minus, or opposites. If you meld them or put them together, they cancel each other out. All humans are created between femininity and masculinity, like plus and minus. If you put them together, they cancel out.
Holy cow. And that explains a lot.
Yeah, and so everything, so God couldn't exist in that because he has no opposite. And so, in other words, he is Moses like a male. Now, he does not even represent the family metamorphosis, like the four corners, the baby, the child, parent, grandparent. See, the mother and baby are the same age. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, the four corners, like baby, child, parent, grandparent, they all create at the same time. There's no grandparent till the baby's born. There's no parent till the baby's born. Now, time begins in the middle when the baby's born, the two parents are the present time. The baby is created in the present time, but it actually represents the future, which is 16 to 20 years behind. And the grandparent represents the past, who is 16 to 20 years ahead. See, we evolve into the past.
So, like, I guess you didn't actually come up with the, like, because you would have discovered the time cube in the middle of time. I'm trying to really get my head around this. Like, because I wanted to know when it was you were playing some marbles, and then it just kind of hit you, and you realized.
Well, you learned the corner. I learned the secrets of the pyramid there. I talked to the fellow who wrote one of the better books on the pyramid and the Great Pyramid, but he was an engineer, and he only recognized one corner, and he didn't recognize the cubic part. Now, you can put six pyramids into one cube. Now, in the center, now, pyramid is really not a triangle. It has a little flat top. Now, if you put six of them together, you'll have a small cube inside. It equates to the larger cube on the outside.
Can I get, this is some fascinating stuff, but can I get, like, a time cube perspective on a couple of things? If that's possible?
I guess so.
Okay, cool. I'm looking for a time cube perspective on the Internet. Like, well, how do you think the Internet fits in with the time cube?
Well, it's all one corner. It's just one corner. It's everything on the Internet and everything was taught today is all one corner.
I see.
Now, you have your body represents the four sides, your front and back, two sides on there.
Right.
And your head represents the four corners. And you have the above your mouth there, the mouth represents the plane of Earth. Right above there, you have the corner of a pyramid. And the two sides, and the pyramid has two vents in it, just like your nostrils. And you have a mother side, father side of the corner. And you only one corner at a time. But now, so you are, you know the four lines that go down the corner of the pyramid?
Yeah.
They go down to four cornerstones, and each cornerstone has four corners. Your arms and legs represent those four lines. They go down to four pads. Your two palms are your hand, the two pads are your palms, and the two pads are your feet. And each one of them has four small digits represent those four corners. And that's the four fours. You don't say 16 because you got four minuses and four pluses, so that if you put them together, they cancel out. Everything is four fours, see?
Wow. So aren't you, like, sorry to interrupt you. I don't have a lot of time left here because we got to get on with the rest of the show, but aren't you worried about people, like, shooting you and stuff? Like, as when you're talking this kind of knowledge, like, you're getting death threats, aren't you scared?
Well, I get a lot of threats, but if what I was done, if people learn more, I guess, that with death, you know, that always makes a martyr out of somebody, so then people take it more serious, but...
So martyr for time cube kind of thing.
Yeah, but I've got more and more people. I got multi-thousands of people that in every university around the world, they're discussing the time cube. And shortly, within the next year or so, if I can ever get some media on it, main media, it will become known all over the world overnight.
Well, I'm here to tell you, right now you've broadcasted all over the world to everyone on radio. And now if they want to get more information on the time cube and how the corners of everything relate to everything else. How do they do that?
Well, mainly right now, the only thing is my website called Time Cube. Now, I got above God on it. God only created one first day. I've demonstrated absolute proof, unrefutable proof, that there are four first days simultaneously. And the Bible only says there's one. And so scientists talk about the Greenwich Day on the meridian. Actually, that meridian, they talk about it, the 90 degree. Actually, it's a full circle.
You know what? The really scary ass thing here is that actually makes sense, because there would have been 4 days on the first day, so God would have actually created the earth in like 28 days.
You find the hemisphere in the four corner quadrants. Each corner quadrant is like a different world with its own different day, with its own different race of people. Midday to midday is like a light race. Sundown to sundown is an Asian race day. Midnight to midnight is a black race day. Sunup to sunup is an Indian race day. Now, you got the two powerful forces of femininity and masculinity. On one cube, you got the white woman corner, the Asian woman corner, the black woman corner, Indian woman corner. Then you had the masculinity cube. So you got two giant cubes there with the opposite. And so life is a crapshoot. That's what it amounts to.
And it's time to roll the dice, man. Hey, thank you very, very much for talking on the show tonight. And can I get you to identify yourself and identify your website and do like a little promo for Rant Radio saying Tom Q listens to Rant Radio or something like that?
Just do it
right now. Just say hi. I'm you know, and Time Cube is all about Rant Radio or something like that.
Yeah, I was on the. Wait a minute. Now, let me follow you now. You want me to say something? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Gene Ray. I'm just saying. Just to say hi. I'm Gene Ray from TimeCube.com, and Time Cube is all about Rant Radio.
Hi, I'm Gene Ray. Time Cube, and it's all about Rant Radio.
Thanks, buddy. That's awesome. Okay. Well, make sure you can download the show, and we'll be sure to be talking about this in the IRC for the rest of the night. You can guarantee that.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Gene.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Right on. Thanks, Gene.
All right, Gene.
Okay. So, that's pretty good. Before we
get some heavy stuff.
Yeah, do we have some music we can play now? Because I need to get a glass of water real quick. Sure we do.
Can you stall for a bit? Maybe.
Sure.
Let's tell them what's coming up.
Let's go through the IRC. Tonight's show is going to be absolutely huge. Sorry to slap you with that live interview right off the top, but hey, welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show.
For all about time, too.
Going through the IRC tonight, everyone who was blessed with that interview would be Random Expert, Sanix Shovel, me, of course, Smokehouse Pyro, African Love Turtle, Aliens, Take Me, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Angelica Cubed, APOC, Bar Cube. Come on, guys. Brilliant Idiot, Burger Burger, Cabot Case, Copper Top, Chorister, Counterstick, Kyo 23, Crack Baby, Cuba People, Cube Pirate,
the Cuba People,
Cybertech TNC, Della, Derek, Digitalia Cube, Dr. Destroba, Enosho Cube, Enoshin, Eyes Only, Griff Cube, Hellraider 253, Hirotan Makaeus, Kaizal, Kazuma Kexler, Kinlin Cube, Lexium Cube, Lorax, Mary Bed, Miss Comic, Mr. Grimm, Naughty Ski Cube, Nebula, Neura Cube, Obkami, One Evil Cube, Paladin Kid, Ratten Cube, Retarded Genius, Rose, Sapphire Ink, Shaded Cube, Sideslide, Sirdark, Scavenger, Sulfonate, Sputnik, Star Baby, Tantrix, The Bug, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, TSOA, Turmoil, Terrell Gone, Twisted Little Fuck, Uber Cube, Up, V-Time Cube, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, WS, 2736, Yerky Zandad, Zudaway, Soltras, Soma, Punk Ass, Time Cube. Is that Time Cube guy from the RC site? I wonder if it is.
I doubt it.
Vonzel. And that's about it for this one here. So we're going to just go to some music. And when we come back, we're going to be doing all your feedback. And then we're going to have some more halftime music.
We're going
to
go nuts.
And then we're going to go on to all this amazing, like, if you think that was it, baby, that's only the beginning, baby. Yeah, baby. John, what the fuck was that? A lot of people are wondering that, okay? Now, you're also wondering why I didn't, you know, go toe-to-toe with that guy. Well, that guy wasn't doing anything wrong. I mean, maybe he's right, you know? I'm just here. I'm impartial, okay? I didn't drop that bomb.
John never has an opinion on anything.
I'm just, you know, relaying information to you here in the IRC tonight.
Bringing the unknown
and
to the masses.
I'd like to get more people like that. So if you know people who are similar to Mr. Time Cube, then that would be dope, because, come on.
We like that.
Tell me that wasn't magic. Okay?
That was great.
That was some magic stuff, man. That's
the price of 8 cents a minute. Jeez, you can't get better than that.
You can't get. I mean, that's entertainment. Okay, so, and if you want to get into the RC tonight so that you can join all the other cubes in there. Warp Cube. Sorry. Fuck, I'm naming somebody Warp Cube.
Warp Cube?
Someone's getting a digital baptism tonight. Who's getting a digital baptism?
Somebody sent that.
No, I've got a couple.
Did you have a couple?
Baptism. Yeah, I do.
I remember seeing some.
Yeah.
Get rid of the worst one, and then
yeah, get rid of the name I couldn't come up with, and that's it. So we'll make it a K.
So if you want to get in the IRC and talk to the rest of the cube heads, you can
in
go
the cubicles. Four shots. We work in Time Cube.
That's exactly right.
I am Time Cube. Time Cube. We need a graphic for fucking Time Cube. That's awesome.
We spinning
Alfred
in a cube.
Americans for Purity promo out too. Alfred, man, we're ending the war on masturbation.
Oh yeah, we'll collect all those together, hey?
That's awesome. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Winning the war on masturbation.
Fuck, I'm winning the war on masturbation. Smock.
you can go to our webpage, rantradio.com, click on community, and then click on the chat, and you can chat with the rest of them. Or if you're more computer inclined.
My listeners aren't computer inclined.
Okay. But if you are, you can ask your friend.
It just happened to me.
You can download an IRC client like MIRC.com and go into the other side servers and the Rant Radio channel and get the full experience.
Oh, shit.
The full experience.
Can we pull that song out?
Utah by
Velvet Acid Christ.
Sure.
For we need the Star Trek mix. The one that we got Borg. Borg is in a cube.
Okay.
Borg is the ultimate race. Borg.
Can you move over?
Sorry, man.
Thanks.
I'm excited after this time. Thing, man. That was.
You're rubbing up against me and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you like it. You like it. And fuck it, Cybertech's like, dude, you should have played Futile. I'm like, I didn't have any.
Well,
time.
We didn't really, you know, this was like really off the cuff kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
We'll try and find it.
Cool. Alrighty then. So getting right into the show tonight, we got all kinds of feedback. Wow.
Oh, for the beginning, that little anthem that was made by Neuralize, he wrote the words, I think. He sent it in anyway.
He sent it in, and then I forwarded it on to Sean.
Sean, you got
to
do this. Sean said, and I went, oh, okay, I'll do it. It's just nice and simple.
Gotcha.
I don't have the full. I have Futile, but...
Velvet Acid Christ.
If he can name the album it's off of, I'll go get it.
No, that one's good.
That one's good? Okay,
yeah, we'll
cool.
We'll play that one.
We'll play that one. It's good enough.
Yeah. So, and the drink of the night tonight, because after Time Cube, baby, you're going to need a drink, is a Flaming Dr. Pepper, as posted in the IRC as of now, which Sam will post.
I shall.
As soon as he gets there.
Momentarily. Don't worry, they're 20 seconds behind.
All right. Wait. 20 seconds. This is Bizzle Band 4. They're only 5 seconds behind.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Okay, SKTFM4.
You know, Sean has four letters.
You know what the really fucked up thing is that I thought everything in the universe. I had this unification four theory when I was in school.
Yeah.
But a cube has.
Is that why you're drawn to him?
How many sides has a cube has four corners? Yeah. No. Wait.
Fuck. It has four corners.
The thing that really got me is when he was saying, well, if God created the world in the first day, that was actually 4 days. And I was like, oh, God, you're making sense.
Yeah, and multiply 7 times 4 is 28 is a month. And
7 months, and oh, babies are made in 9 months. And wait, does that mean it's okay to kill babies in the first 2 months? Anyway, so feedback from South Africa. We got, hi, Sean and Sam. Caught an episode on the web whilst just surfing a while back, and I am now hooked. Think you're doing the best radio shows I've ever heard. I've lived and listened in the UK, Sydney, Australia, and Toronto. I'm back now in South Africa. I live in a small village called Fishhook.
Fishhook?
No shit, Fishhook.
Wow.
Right in the very southernmost tip of Africa. I have to download all your episodes on a 28.8 modem.
I'll keep you busy.
Yeah. Which I power by a gerbil, and I have to wire it myself. And I can't listen online at all. Networks here aren't very fast. We're a bit behind at times. I just want to know that you've got a growing listenership in South Africa.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm sure that... Woo. You know, I'm sure. I'm telling a lot of people, and we like what you're doing. Keep it up. And that's from Justin. Now, I was pretty amazed that I got a letter from South Africa about this show.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Whenever I get long-term, like long ways away letters.
That was the first person in South Africa that we have in our long-distance listeners. Yeah. So
I sent him back a letter saying, wow, guy, that's fucking cool that you like the shit. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I sent him back, too.
And I said, you know, that's really something. And I asked him, I said, how fucking war-torn is your country? Because you always see in the news, like, Africa's like, don't fucking go there. You'll die.
Legal flamethrowers on your cars.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, check this out. Yeah. He sent me this back, and I told him his country was war-torn. He sent back. He goes, actually, war-torn really isn't that far from the truth in some parts. Fishhook is pretty far away.
I got to stop you right there.
What's wrong?
You're going to have to either speak into the mic or over the mic.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Having to put up and down because that mic's more unidirectional.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so you're going to have to speak into it or across it.
Sorry, man.
It's just driving me crazy.
Yeah, I got to talk.
And 2 hours of that is going to make me insane.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, though.
Yep.
That's good. That's
we got
fine.
It.
That's
we got it handled.
Is that better now?
Much better.
So I got a little bit of... This is a heavy mic. These fucking German mics are brutal.
They're German.
Actually, okay, I told him his country was war-torn, and he said, actually, war-torn really isn't that far from the truth in some parts. Fishhook is pretty far away from most urban centers, so not much happens there apart from burglaries and home invasions.
Yeah.
Wow, what happens in the major urban centers?
But,
but in the bigger cities, there's not a lot of violent crime, mugging, and carjackings. On a side note, BMWs offer a flamethrower, an option to deter carjackers. Which there is the flamethrower car here. Can you imagine something like this in the States? Actually, I know the guy who distributes it in Canada. The truth of the matter is, it's pretty fucked up country right now, and it's going to take a long time to fix the problems caused by years of white government control. There's so much poverty here and desperate people trying to feed their families. There's also not a lot of prospects, so a lot of people are resorting to crime. Sad but true. My house has burglar bars on every window, and every door has a security gate. We also have an 8-foot-high wall surrounding my property. It's like a prison, except to keep people out. Almost everyone lives like this, and worst of all, it's considered to be normal. If I'd not traveled so much in Europe and Canada for a while, I'd also think it's normal. It's not all doom and gloom, though. Okay. On the plus side, Cape Town is very beautiful when you look at it through the bars. And a lot of us are cautiously optimistic that our social problems will be resolved.
I'm sure it'll get better.
Okay. I'd sure love some stuff, but honestly, I don't have much faith with the mail service here. Things tend to disappear, so it's almost certainly a waste of time. But here's the address if you're willing to be adventurous. All right, if you want to get anything through to him, his name is Justin. You can get him at 143 Highway, Fishhook, H-O-E-K, 7975, South Africa. I guess that's his fucking address. Thanks for talking the time to reply. Keep up the good work. Oh, more tales.
He lives on a highway.
Yeah, he lives on a meridian. More tales from the after now, please. Will you fuck off?
When he leaves his driveway, he has to go 100 kilometers an hour.
Yeah. And then he parks and says, tells everyone to get out of his driveway.
That's right.
Okay.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Thank you, Stephen. Right. Okay, right. But wow. How crazy is that? I mean,
very
can you imagine,
crazy.
Like,
legal flamethrowers on your cars. Yeah.
You know, and they don't kill. That's why they're legal, eh?
They just kind of burn you.
No, they blind you.
Well, that's all?
So, yeah, so you got these horribly burned blind people.
That want to rob you.
Like, running around. Yeah, crazy, crazy. I've been doing some very serious soul-searching this last week, actually, when I found the Time Cube site, which I actually found off of,
Where did you find that, Sean?
I found
around.
It. On the web. It's me.
In the four corners
where
of the web.
Find, I mean, that's just yet another thing. It's pretty cool when Sim goes, guy, where do you find this stuff, you know?
I know.
It's great, eh? Anyway, I used to be a big fan. Like, if you look at the first SKTFM episode, I'm, like, you know, strapping gear to my body and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And,
it's getting all crazy.
Yeah, and then I had a problem with strapping gear on because I watched the movie Labyrinth. You ever watch Labyrinth with David Bowie?
Yes.
And then, you know, you're watching it, it's a little movie, and it's all good, and then she falls into this big junk pile, you know, Tales of the Afternow World.
It's
a total Tales from the Afternow World. So you're watching Rent Labyrinth, you'll see what I'm talking about. And she's like, and it's like all dark, and there's no ozone, and everything's fucked. And there's Jennifer Connelly, all of 16, in Tales from the Afternow.
Still looking pretty good.
Still looking pretty okay, but she didn't have the tits then.
No.
And the... this Muppet comes up to her, and she's like, oh, yes. And she's got this British Bergen on, which is like 300 feet tall. A Bergen is a backpack loaded with kit. Okay, she's kitted out. This is like
totally everything.
This is kit Muppet, okay? It's Muppet kit, all right? It's like Knight Rider kit. It's crazy, all right? So she's like, oh, well, you know, oh, yeah. You know, she's talking about her life and everything, and then she says, oh, let's see what you have in here. And she starts going through her stuff, and she goes, here's Teddy. You're going to need Teddy. And they start making her a backpack.
You can't leave without Teddy.
And what if you need a can opener? Oh, can openers are handy.
And on this shirt,
like, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, fuck that. You know, Teddy's okay. And then before I know it, she's got like this, she's starting to turn into one of these barricaded Muppet things. And I start heaping shit on, so she'll wander around the jump heap with all this stuff on her. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. You
things
know
are owning you.
Very bad. And then the drop, like, but I know, I try not to think about that. It's just a kid show, stupid kid show. Jim Henson's dead, fuck off. Right? And then Scrimmy sent me this, which is an article. Now, I'm going to actually go over this article, so we have to bring it up.
Okay.
And we'll do it on your computer monitor, because your computer monitor, which has four sides.
Oh my God, you're right.
It does. Where
back
are we
to
at?
That Time Cube page again.
Fucking A, man. The human Swiss Army knife. Knife.
You need that bigger, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to need that bigger, big guy.
Okay. Because
Sim always watches this stuff on 7 billion by 4 billion. Lyon, France, an eccentric Frenchman who goes by the name of Crazy Eric has entered our record books an unusual feat of carrying permanently about his body more than 1,000 useful objects. Dubbed the human Swiss Army knife, Eric is a 30-year-old electrician from the central eastern city of Lyon who has a psychological obsession with neatness and an ingenious line in clothes design. It all began very gradually. About 10 years ago, he said. It all began very gradually.
Very gradually.
First, it was just a screwdriver, then a pair of scissors.
You need the screwdriver, don't you?
And then some snack bars and a torch, just in case, says Eric, who refuses to give his family name. But quickly, the backpack which he used became too heavy, so he decided to integrate my things about my person. The result is a sartorial toolkit comprising of a panoply of pockets, folds, and attachments that puts any one of the 1,300 items within a hand's reach.
1,300.
The number has been verified by the Guinness Book of Records, in which its latest edition grants Eric a slot as owner of the world's most practical suit of clothing.
This part, I don't understand.
Eric's outfit weighs 15 kilograms.
How?
12 kilos of that are gadgets of every kind.
Like, how is that possible that
he's
he could
got
fit
pockets.
1,300 things in 15 kilograms.
Oh, there's lots of little things. I mean,
space blankets and stuff.
Amongst his latest innovations is a Velcro leg pocket containing a fold-up umbrella and a paintbrush.
Because you need a paintbrush.
Well, what if you're going to do graffiti in the...
emergency painting!
Okay. So, yeah, you can read the rest of that yourself. That scared the shit out of me. Now, you will notice, Sim.
Yes.
That I do not... I have my little tiny phone attachment.
Phone thing, yeah.
Which is not... doesn't got the phone on it.
No, it doesn't.
Where's my backpack? It's not here.
You didn't bring anything this time. I'm
not wearing a watch.
Something's wrong.
I'm not.
Did this scare you? It's like,
yes, this terrified the shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah, I was worried, guy.
I didn't think you were that bad before. You got your new belt.
I had a Batman utility belt and a shoulder ring.
But you had your new ripaway belt.
Yeah, I had the ripaway belt, guy, and a shoulder ring, and a Becker patrol pack loaded with kit. Mind you, that's all in the car.
Did you watch Labyrinth again?
What I did, actually, was I just combined all my gear onto my backpack, so my AWOL bag. It's not a problem now.
It's in the car.
No, because it's on the bag.
Okay.
It's just a bag.
I don't like this station.
Well, where's our...
It goes from, like, hardcore goth, which is really cool, and then it goes to...
and I play keyboards.
Like lounge music. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll get somebody else in there. I mean, they don't really care about the background music anyway.
I do.
But, yeah. So, yeah, that fucking tripped me out. Yeah. I was like, yeah, seriously.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, guy. I don't want to walk around with fucking... 15 kilos of shit on me all the time just in case shit goes wrong. Like, what's that about? That's not well. I mean, yeah, we could justify that, but that's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right. You can't do that.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Like you're a gearhead.
Well, no.
You're a kidhead, right?
I'll put it in the backpack. As long as it's in the backpack, it's not a problem.
Right.
No, you got to have lines.
That's true.
As long as it's in the backpack, it's okay.
That's right. Anything that can fit in the backpack.
Or attached to it.
Or another attachment to the backpack, or top of the backpack, 12 feet high,
that's
on your
right.
back, hunched over.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you have a little walking stick.
It's a bag,
yo.
It's a bag.
You need your teddy bear. You need your teddy.
No, it's just a bag.
Yeah.
It's just a bag.
Just a bag. Keep thinking of it.
It's just a bag. Fuck you. Faggot. Anyway. Speaking,
hey.
Right?
Not a faggot.
You're a Sumerian. Sorry.
That's right.
Darkness and Dwellers. Speaking of Darkness Dwellers, did I ever see a lot of those this weekend? Yes. I had to work Saturday night, but on Friday night, because, you know, if they had me working both Friday and Saturday night, they'd have to pay me overtime. So
that's just not allowed.
You get your Friday, but Saturday you belong to me. In which case, I went to the Festival of Immortality with the professor on Friday night. Check this out.
Check this out.
Switch. Yeah, click on this. This was some fucked up shit. This was like, okay, where are we at here?
We're getting there.
Eyesandteeth.com. This was the Festival of Immortality, which they at the Croatian Cultural Center.
Ah, cool
location.
Where
they had the Medieval Babes, which I don't know if anyone's ever heard the Medieval Babes, but it was like...
are they sexy? They look sexy from that small picture.
They are sexy, yes. They're from the UK. And
oh, yeah?
A lot of our listeners would probably really dig them. The Society of Creative Anachronism was there, but the whole kind of thing was...
Not the evil one, the good one.
No, it was this was the evil one, I'm pretty
okay.
sure, because they were pretty evil.
Okay.
And it was like, the whole thing had the theme of, like, it's cool to be evil. They asked me who I was.
Say ten.
Say nine. I went in there, and no shit, I was all done.
Did you have to draw a pentagram before on your hand?
No, I went in there geared out.
That's pretty evil.
I was wearing my Garrison boots, I had my Sith robes on. And I had this big black bar across my eyes. Yeah, I was kidding right out. And the professor has since shaved his head. I don't know if anyone knows that, but he's big bald now.
Oh.
And he looks exactly like... Christ, what's his name? The guy who was in Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was also in Dark City.
Oh.
Richard O'Brien. Woo! Okay. Remembered his name. Fucking I never remember that guy's
Nick
name.
Nick of time.
Yeah, Richard. He looks exactly like Richard O'Brien from Dark City now.
Can somebody find a picture of that?
Find a picture of Richard O'Brien from Dark City. It's fucking rad. And he's got the dark... I gave him the Dark City coat for his birthday a while back. And so he looks exactly like Richard O'Brien now. He's fucking... He's tight. Very, very cool. So, yeah, anyway, we went there... And now the one thing is that the Medieval Babes, right? They're all like, yeah, we're the Medieval Babes. It's all cool, la la la, right? But they're all like these hardcore Wiccan feminists, you know.
Were they a singing group?
Oh yeah, they're singing. They sing like medieval
gothy.
Shit. No, they sing medieval like blah 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 blah. I'm gonna sing in Gaelic, you know.
Oh, okay.
So they do this, and I'm like, wow, that's really kind of cool. Except for you know, the fact that that's exactly what he looks like. That's from Rocky Horror Picture Show. That photograph.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, he's like. Is that Dark City there? No.
That's a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's kind of what he looks like, though. But Dark City. Oh, there he goes. Still photographed.
So the professor looks like.
Boom! That's what he looks like in that coat.
That one? That guy?
No. No. Down one. The one you didn't point at.
That one.
Okay. That's what he looks like. Because he wears that jacket and he's got the gloves and everything. So you should post that link in the IRC. And that's the professor and three friends. So, it's like just.
Middle guy.
Middle guy. Yeah, Richard O'Brien. Well, then, I know what he looks like. So he's like easily one of the coolest looking guys there.
Yeah.
But the medieval babes are all up there. They all got fangs in. I'm like, la, 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 this is great. And then I notice they're all wearing fangs. And I look around and everyone there is like 55 years old and they're wearing masks and fetish gear.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, what do you have
I
left,
was
Charlie?
Thinking about bringing my kukri with me. But I thought they wouldn't let me in. And that was until I saw this.
Goth place?
Yeah.
They would.
Until I see the guys walking around with the fucking 15-foot claymores on their back. From the...
They're crazy.
And I'm like...
Go to the sanctuary. People have axes.
Yeah, okay? I know. Yeah, as Canes, I was there. Yeah.
And steel-toed boots with spikes on them. Like, you try and get into any kind of punk show with that? No.
You're out.
Any other show.
Never going to happen.
But goths are nice.
Goths won't hurt anyone. So I'm like...
They're too depressed.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, this is some fucking dark shit. And somebody asked me, they go, what are you? And I looked at them and said, I'm a witch hunter. And I was bad. Then I'm like, oh, my God, why would you dress up as that? Well, what are you? I'm a vampire who drinks the blood of babies. You know, I was like, so after that, I was thinking about the witch hunters, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we are, you know? People who go out and destroy the evils of the world. We're witch hunters.
I guess so.
We are. It's the evil, and it's a real evil, not this bullshit evil. I'm talking a real evil out there.
The modern evil.
We're like wog witch hunters, man. A lot of W words. Dub, dub, dub. Log, witch hunter, what the fuck? .com, you know? Seriously, guys. Seriously. I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. So then, they were pretty cool, though. Medieval babes, they were kind of tight.
The sanctuary isn't open anymore? What are you talking about?
What?
Really? Sanctuary, Vancouver.
Sanctuary.
We're from Vancouver.
Yeah, in Vancouver.
Keep up.
that was like really, really, really nuts.
Yeah.
And then, after they were on stage, then came Cirque du Vampire.
Cirque du Soleil. No, Cirque du Vampire.
Cirque du Vampire, which was this very cool, like, okay, there was these two acrobats. Like, everyone was done up like vampires.
It was a circus thing.
Yeah, it was a circus thing.
Oh, wow, okay.
And this woman, like, and then she rips off her top, and she's showing off her tits and smearing blood all over herself, and they're fucking
And you didn't invite me.
And there's two twin girls, and they're doing trapeze acts and shit. But the thing is that the whole thing was, that's the broad there who, like...
She looks nice.
You get to see her tits. Yeah, it's, It was fucked up, guy. I'm like me and like I'm into this stuff. Okay, like
that sounds awesome.
No, guy. No, it was artsy and fucked. Okay, artsy and fucked. I'm like, well, yeah, it was kind of cool. And the circus side of it, like they had this person like going on these red sashes and shit like that. That was cool. But the storyline, because a lot of these have a storyline and they do circus stuff.
Yeah.
The circus stuff was cool. The storyline was Fuck Sword. Like, Fuck Sword, okay? Fuck Sword with three X's, okay?
Four X's.
Time cube, giant time cube Fuck Sword.
Gotta relate it back to the time cube.
We are the Borg. Borg of time cube. You know, come to think of it, are Borgs goth? I want to know, the Borg, is it a goth race?
I would say so.
You know, I don't think so, because I've never been a big fan of the Marilyn Manson goth. You know, like the spike collar goth.
No,
that shit doesn't go with me. For me... I'm not looking at the IRC right now, but I know they're going to go batshit in about 20 seconds. But to me, goth is like classic clothing. You know what I mean? Like period clothing.
Yes.
So there's no fucking cyber goth. You know what I mean? Like classic goth.
Well, it depends what goth you're going for, right?
I suppose so. I mean, if you go with the cyber goth.
Like yours is classic goth. Then you
can that's just like saying that's not music. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, that'd be pig ignorant.
That's not punk.
This is punk. Yeah,
this is 77 punk.
This is true. Then there's like there's cyber goth.
Yeah,
there's cyber goth, and then there's post apocalyptic goth.
Right. Yeah.
And then that's when you get the really fucking the hardcore military kit. It's all like fucking. Oh.
Yeah.
So with the Sith robes, I had the watch band on. I was looking very fucking.
Yeah, the post apocalyptic goth.
I was nouveau kind of militant post apocalypse.
Well, what would Dark City goth be then?
That's classic goth.
Classic goth? Yeah,
I would say so.
I wouldn't say so, because it's got the, you know, it's sort of 30s. era kind of goth period.
It's period goth. Yeah, I suppose that's what should be. So classic goth is kind of a misnomer. It should be called classic goth because that makes it imply it's better.
Yeah.
Or older. It's period goth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, is what it is. Because I've seen some, like, you can get, like, those 1930s pinup girls like Betty Page.
Yes.
She's period goth.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
She's got the black hair going on.
Yeah. Everyone loves Betty Page. I mean, shit, that broad. She's, oh my God. But anyway, so yeah. But I was just saying, so the Borg, they're goth. And they're fucking cool. You know, I don't like the original concept of the Borg. I don't like the bullshit hive mentality. But when the Borg first showed up, there was no queen mother of the hive. There was none of that shit.
Collective.
It was one big collective. And then Hollywood got a hold of it and fucked it. And I'm just like, damn.
You gotta have a leader. It just doesn't make sense. You gotta have somebody to hate.
We need one bad guy. You can't have everybody that we hate. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. They did it with aliens, too. I mean, the alien queen was cool, but I mean, that was a little more believable because it was an insect.
Sure, right?
Yeah, but it was an insect race, right?
Yeah.
So it would have been better if it was just, it would have been way better if the Borg were all just, there was no leader. It was literally, we are the peer-to-peer enemy.
That's right. You cannot take us down.
The Borg are the fucking shit, man. That's what I want the Wogs to turn into. We'll cruise around the galaxy in our fucking Borg-Wog time cubes. That'll fucking rule.
We'll
they
don't
have shit.
Four corners
we'll
of the galaxy.
We'll come up and be like, you know, and Picard and his little bald-ass head and everything. And we'll sit saying, we creature of peace. And no, lower your shields and prepare to be boarded. Your culture will adapt to service us. And we'll all we'll have the Borg body. We'll dress like the guys from Dark City and cruise around the galaxy. That'd be dope.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fat. Okay, anyway, moving right along. Professor actually told me about this spoken word artist, and this one inspired Gary Newman's latest album, Pure. And she's a big KMFDM fan and stuff like that. So if you want to check out, I'm always a big fan of promoting, you know, spoken word because it's cool. It's kind of what I do, you know. Check it out. Incidentally, Nicole Blackman. She's very cool. Yeah, nice. She's a hottie.
Very nice.
She's very, very hottie. Apparently, her stuff is dark. Dark. And she's quite an entertainer. Like, if you listen to her, like, she's an amazing actress.
Young girls, the ribbons around their slender throats, trying to keep their heads on.
Yeah. Woo. Like, that's some dark shit.
Yeah, that's some dark shit.
Okay, so she's tight. I'd like to get her on station. You know, maybe we could get
yeah,
like,
that'd
an
be cool.
Let's
get an interview.
It's very cool. It's nice to get interviews. You, know, you guys like the interviews?
In-house interview. We'll fly her in.
Yeah, we'll fly her in. And then she can stay overnight.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
I got lots of room.
So
she could talk to me.
Sabo sent me in another link here. His birthday was on the 16th.
Sabo. Happy birthday, Sabo. One who gives us audio goodness.
Yeah, that's right. And he did he give us any for this
no.
show halftime?
No, we are goodness.
Are we ditched for the show halftime?
Well, we did the thing I did in the beginning. So, but we got that song. We don't really have anything in the middle.
In the halftime? Okay. Well,
sorry to say, I'll just search for another song.
Put two Velvet Acid Crates. I dig Velvet Acid Crates.
Sure.
Put some Velvet Crest. Oh, another one is... another Velvet Acid Crates song that kicks ass is Fun With Drugs, and which is also goes with the time cube. And what's the other one?
But I just list them on the screen. You can pick them.
Sure. Anyway, Sabo sent me this in. So last show you mentioned www.theproduct.de. If you run the demo, you hear the music from Dance of the Woggeries. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my God. Admittedly, I had to speed up the music because it's about 30% slower than used in the mix, but it's the same stuff. If you like that one, you should seek out their main webpage, A Poem to a Dead Horse, or Ode to Dead Horse, I can't remember the name, which is the same sort of technology, but it was made later, and they rate it better. Cool. So, and four... who is actually Forrest, who's going to get baptized today, is Sean. Your prediction of Rad Pack has comest truest. Stay away from old English. Danger.
Quite.
I can't believe it. Rad Pack's from Tales of the After Now. Well, what can't you believe? Don't you believe I am a prophet? Oh, ye of so little faith.
He's the prophet of the 21st century. Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
Default prophet. Ooh, there's a good name.
We couldn't find anybody better.
Fuck, that's a good name. I should write that one down. Default prophet. That's a great online name.
Give it away. It's too good. It's too good, Sean.
Default Profit?
It's got to go to someone.
Kind of long, though.
Special.
You're all
special. No, Default Profit. That's not too long. People have longer names than the IRC.
Yeah, I'm just going to go down. So I think I'm going to call somebody tonight, Default Profit, because I got two names, and they both got cooked up on the show. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is just too much.
That's really good.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Oh,
I mind you, I like that name, too.
Do you want me to do some of my stuff while you're typing, or what?
No, I'm not going to type. All right.
Getting a lull there.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. Okay, well, we got to keep the energy up, eh?
That's right.
Otherwise, oh, God, I've lost my place. Now what? I'm screwed. Oh, shit. Oh,
God.
No. Okay, hang on. Pest Phone Mortality. We're back. Okay, Sabbath's birthday, blah, blah, blah. And Forrest. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what was that default prophet? Was it one? I'll use that name for later. Default prophet. They love it. Shut up. Okay.
I'll just turn up the music for
Shut
me.
Up. No. No, it's back. See?
Oh, he's
no
back.
Time to do it. Sean, your prediction of Rad Packs is coming soon. Blah, blah, blah. I can't believe it. I'm getting a hydrogen powered battery Rad Pack for my laptop as soon as it comes out. So here's the link for it. Your destiny, your description of tablets is most likely made obsolete already, though. Oh, sorry. Scientists at Kodak are working on a flimsy LED scroll type display. So maybe you'll find a sweet LED flexible. Maybe you'll find a sweet LED flexible scroll on a future episode. Yeah, but if it was military, they'd still use tablets. You'd just make them stronger. Dumbass.
Duh.
Also, keeping Tales from the After Hour in mind at all times.
It's on my brain.
I checked out the poorly written, good for picks, popular mechanics review of some emerging military technology. It includes, yes, body armor, strength enhancement suits that allow you to body carry 150 pounds. The exoskeleton. You betcha. I found their coverage of tank and aircraft technology to leave it misleading and poorly written. I recommend skipping those sections and going straight to the body armor section. Hoot! So, very, very cool. Thank you very, very much. I do enjoy the feedback. Also, Templar Knight found this wandering around TOT. It's a visual search engine. Schwo graphical representation for sites and links as such.
It's really kind of neat.
What is
Not very effective,
is,
but it's kind of neat.
What is this?
It's a search engine, but you see it visually. You see the links visually, and you can strengthen links between pages.
Really? Can we do this?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you. We'll type in Sean Kennedy, right?
Yeah, yeah. I want to see this.
It's kind of neat, but kind of useless. It's just for fun.
K-N-E-D-Y. Okay, cool.
And it picks the most strongest link, which is maybe Rant Radio, SeanKennedy.com. So, but what we want to do is strengthen the After Now, because we know, you're associated with the After Now. And what do we want to do? We want to strengthen the After Now there. So if we put the After Now and strengthen right. that, it puts that site in the middle more. Oh, now we got Rant Radio in the picture, right? So if you know a bit more
wow,
about
Wow, this
person,
is fucking cool.
And you got Chronicles and Tales
what
there.
What a dope thing. This is like, if I could like build this into the EYES program, we could make this.
Why
like,
is Rant Radio connected to WillWheaton.net?
Everything's connected to Rant. WillWheaton.net.
That's so funny. And Goon Squad's there. See, it kind of connects things. It's
wow.
kind of neat that way.
Wow.
So we got Smokehouse there, so we want to like up Smokehouse's little link, and it's really neat.
That's fucking cool.
Bing. Yeah, so have fun with it. It's really cool.
That's a neat thing, man. You can make some like cool shit there. Very cool. Thanks, TK.
Yeah.
Nice. Also, for something you might want to strengthen a little bit, is from Joho. He sent me a pedophile database. Yeah.
Really? Did you say Jello or Joho?
Joho.
Okay.
It's a pedophile database. Yeah, here's a little clip. Holly, David, one conviction, convicted. 275 years sentence in Worcester, Massachusetts. Worcester Telegram and Gazette, 9102.
I guess they got to put it in a newspaper to declare them a criminal or something.
But it's one conviction for 275 years. And Joho wrote, 275 years? I do not want to know what that guy did, but I definitely want to buy that beer, that judge a beer. And I'm
no
like, he's like, well, son, you is some fuck now. 275 years.
Slam.
Just in case you happen to drink blood, you sick son of a bitch. So I'm like, wow.
Whoa.
Wow. And does that cube? Yes, it does.
It cubes right up.
Cube. And more news from Trotsky's Ghosts Conspiracy Corner. A couple of weeks ago, you brought up the Information Awareness Act, DARPA.mil.io, or pardon me, there's a link. Well, I was looking around the internet following links and from here to there, and I came across this little piece of information. The head of the Information Awareness Office is John Poindexter.
What a name.
National, that's like...
Poindexter.
That just totally screams... That's a conspiracy, though, doesn't it? Name like Poindexter.
Oh, yeah.
He's the former national security advisor who lost a job for running the Iran-Contra scheme. He's also a friend of George Bush Sr. from his intelligence days. And now Bush Sr. is a high-ranking member of the Carlyle Group, a private investment firm which ties to Enron and the military-industrial complex, the Bin Laden family, George W. Bush, John Major, former MP of the UK, and a bunch of other seedy characters. Now, we all know the Bush family's ties to the Yale secret organization, Skull and Bones, which has its links to the Illuminati and the Masons. Okay, if you don't know that, well, keep up. Now, remember that the ISO symbol is the Illuminati. Are you starting to see the connections I am? If you want more to tear apart these two hives, these two sites, which is www.whatreallyhappened.org and www.hereinreality.com, they both have some serious information to back this up, like links to respected news agencies such as the BBC, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, etc. They just provide a place to go and a place for one to put all the information coming from these sources to be put together.
It seems that I came across a whole ton of information at the same time and a whole bunch of other people as well. It seems that 2600.com has picked up on it as well as New York Times. Here's the 2600 link.
2600 ran this?
You betcha, and so did the New York Times. And there's the link to both. Free registration required for New York Times, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they'll start picking up on other parts of the connected to the Rand Corporation and the Carlyle Group. I can't wait for a real investigative journal to start poking around at this. I can. They'll get themselves shot, guy. It would open up and I would feel bigger scandal than Watergate, Iran-Contra, and the Lewinsky scandals combined. Yes, that's why they'll die, guy.
Uh-huh.
If they put any reporter on there, starts getting close, what do you want to bet? And I can't believe you left out the Vandenberg Group. They're in there, too. All the top industrialists of the world get together and meet and discuss how fucking what countries are going to go to war.
Oh, nice.
It might also be bring the U.S. imperialist dreams to a halt for the near term. This break, a friend and I are going to create a website with a giant diagram linking everything together in reference to mainstream sources and articles so everyone can see the big picture. Careful, guy. We plan to get it slashed on it just because I think it would be neat to watch the server melt and go through the floor. Okay, I'll leave you to the other emails. I am crazy, but not too much more than anyone else, seeing how sanity is relative. Anyway, I have to get back to my research paper of extreme uber bigness on Paine and Plato's use of dialectics in the Republic. Wow, guy. Don't play with marbles. If I hate writing so much, why do I pick impossible topics?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Melt my brain.
Isn't that just fucking crazy? That's what I'm thinking. I'm at this vampire conference. All these people are like drinking blood and spawning beer on their smearing blood on their tits, and I'm going, holy shit, the Illuminati's real.
Yeah.
And more than that, I've got more stuff to back this up. No, don't go away. I've got lots more stuff. Wait for it. And here's another link. Here, check this one out. This one's some scary shit. This one got sent to me from a Panthropy, who I never got a link from before, but very cool guy. Very cool guy. Check this out. Super duper neat. Blow that motherfucker.
4x4wire.com.
It was a forum, okay? But this is an interesting forum post, which I think, oh my god, did we just post that?
We ran radio it.
Did we ran radio it? Tom, no, don't die. Come on, yeah, big bitch. Doug, please don't remove this from the board. I beg you to let it stay. These are really desperate. Things are really desperate, and I could use your help with this. I know it doesn't belong here. This is not a 4x4 forum, okay? But it does affect all of us, because crap like this gets tagged in bills in Congress. Those bastards, okay, here we go. The actual thing is, those bastards that put mercury into vaccines and took away my son. Okay, this guy's son died because they do put mercury in vaccines. Don't know, check out the World Health Organization. And now the House of Representatives, under the guise of the Homeland Security Act, has added to the very end of the bill an amendment to the U.S. Public Health Act. Okay, and there's the number there.
Right.
To add the following verbiage to read. The term vaccine-related injury or death means illness, blah, 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 legal, 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 legal. And then at the end of the legal, it says, what it means is that the drug companies will be free of legal responsibility arising from an adverse reaction to any ingredient they put in the vaccine. In this case, the known damaging substance in the vaccines is called thimerosal. It's mercury, in short. The multi-billion-dollar pharmaceutical lobby wants to ensure the sponsoring companies can't face lawsuits from people like me whose tits have been damaged by the poison known to be the second most toxic substance on the earth to human. The first is cyanide. Actually, and then there's ricin ahead of that. But the guy's not not up on his CIA poison.
Take a look at that.
It's actually a Russian poison. But anyway. Like, that's some crazy shit. So that's kind of stuff that they tag onto bills.
Nice.
And go from there.
Yeah,
and the Homeland Security Act, It Fungus sent me this New York Times editorial, and I'm going to read it. The Homeland Security Act is not... If the Homeland Security Act is not amended before passage, here's what will happen to you. In addition to the drug companies being able to poison you, every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy, and every medical prescription you fill, every website you visit, and every email you send or receive, every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every tip, every trip you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications will go into the Defense Department. Describes as a virtual centralized grand database. To this computerized dossier on your private life from commercial sources, add every piece of information the government has about you, passport applications, driver's license, bridge toll records, judicial and divorce records, complaints from nosy neighbors to the FBI, your lifetime paper trail, plus the latest hidden camera surveillance, And if you you have the Super Snoops Dream, a total information awareness about every U.S. citizen. Also, check out the Information Awareness Organization. Oh, yeah, the Illuminati. It's not some far-out Orwellian scenario. It's just what will happen to your personal freedom the next few weeks if John Poindexter, thank you there, Trotsky, the John Poindexter gets the unprecedented power he seeks. Remember Poindexter? Brilliant man. He was first in his class at the Naval Academy, later earned a doctorate in physics, rose to National Security Advisor under President Reagan, has this brilliant idea of secretly selling missiles to Iran to pay for ransom for hostages, and when the illicit proceeds to illegally support Contras in Noriega. A jury convicted him in 1990 on 5 felony counts of misleading Congress and making false statements. And this is the son of a bitch who's running the Homeland Security Act. But an appeals court overturned the verdicts because Congress had given him immunity for his testimony. He famously asserted the buck stops here, arguing that the White House staff and not the president was responsible for the fateful decisions that might prove embarrassing. This ring-knocking master of deceit, incidentally, the term ring-knocker, a lot of people don't know where that comes from.
I don't.
A ring-knocker is someone who goes to a school. If you go to a private school,
yeah.
When you graduate, you get those school rings.
So,
and what the tradition is when you walk into a room and you're a graduate of that school, everyone in that school, who's if it's like a banquet or whatever, they all knock their rings on the table.
Okay.
To show they all came from the same school.
Right.
This ring-knocking master of deceit is back again with a plan even more scandalous than the Iran-Contra. He heads the Information Awareness Office in the otherwise excellent Defense Advanced Research, that's DARPA, which has spawned the internet and stealth aircraft technology. Poindexter is now realizing his 20-year dream, getting data mining power to snoop every public and private act of every American. Even the hastily passed USA Patriot Act, which that fucking name just scares the shit out of me, which widened the scope of Foreign Intelligence Service Act, has weakened 15 privacy law, raised requirements for the government to report secret eavesdropping to Congress and the courts. But Poindexter's assault on individual privacy rides roughshod over such oversight. He is determined to break down the wall between commercial snooping and secret government intrusion. The disgraced admiral dismisses such necessary differentiation as bureaucratic stovepiping. Your rights are stovepiping. And he has been given a $200 million budget to create a computer dossiers of 300 million Americans. $200 million to create computer dossiers on 300 million people.
Mm.
$200 million.
That's not enough. Less than a dollar a person?
I don't know, guy. Like, that's pretty crazy. When George W. Bush was running for president, he stood four cube, in defense of each person's medical, financial, and communications privacy. But Poindexter, whose contempt for the restraints of oversight drew the Reagan administration into his most serious blunder, is still operating with the presumption on such a sweeping theft of privacy rights, the buck ends with him and not with the president. This time, however, he's been seizing power in the open. The last week, John Markoff of the Times, followed by Robert O'Hara of the Washington Post, have revealed the extent of Poindexter's operation, but editorials have not grasped its undermining of the Freedom of Information Act. Political awareness can overcome the total information awareness. The combined force of commercial and government snooping and similar overreach. Attorney General Ashcroft tried his terrorism information and prevention system, TIPS, but public outrage at the use of gossips and postal workers as snoops caused the House to shoot it down. The Senate should now do the same to this other exploitation of fear.
Fear.
Fear, bowling for Columbine, exploitation for fear.
Fear your neighbor.
Fear everything. The Latin motto of Poindexter's new Pentagon office reads, Sentia est pultina, excuse my Latin, knowledge is power. Exactly. The government's infinite knowledge about you is power over you. We are just as concerned about the next person with protecting privacy. This brilliant mind blandly assured the Post. A jury found that he was spoke falsely before.
Uh-huh.
Now, if that doesn't freak you out, we're going to go even deeper into that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking a little bit about anarchist parenting and cults and sunken cities and all sorts of gun shit here. And I got lots of links from MP Ultra. Freudians. So we'll check that out. So we'll stick around for the halftime music, and we'll be back right after this.
LSD. Engage. LSD, PCP, other kinds of so-called street drugs.
sure, I'll kill babies, I'll kidnap people, and yeah, sure, I'll kill babies, I'll kidnap people, and yeah, sure, I'll kill babies, I'll kidnap people, and yeah, sure, I'll kill babies, I'll kidnap people, and yeah, sure, I'll kill babies, I'll kidnap people, and yeah, sure, I'll kill babies, I'll kidnap people, and
Glorify Satan. They've gotten rid of the Ten Commandments.
They've gotten rid of the Bible.
Alrighty, we're back once again, and don't go nowhere because we got a whole ton of stuff. It's kind of weird, actually. We don't have as many people in the IRC tonight. Tonight we only have... How many people got in the IRC? Back to the IRC. Where's the IRC little thing here? 73. Well, that's okay. I mean, yeah. Considering we're not spamming anymore. A lot of people have been jumping out early tonight, so it's been kind of funny. What's going on? Is your mic not working?
Yeah, it was the other mic.
Oh,
I was like picking up the wrong microphone.
Damn it!
Oh my god,
that's some sick ass shit. So are we ready to go there? Or
no.
We're not ready.
You
to go
can
there?
Go.
So I can go, and you're gonna keep doing what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, before,
doing the best
you're
I
all
can do
whining at me. You're whining at me. You didn't get to do your feedback before.
So you want me to do my feedback?
Do your feedback now.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'll go off on my regular.
So I updated the page a little bit.
Holy shit! It's
yep,
the first sign of
people
seven.
Ragging on me, and they've been sending stuff, and I'm feeling guilty. Right.
New?
So we
feeling
got some,
guilty. That's a
that
first.
Is new. That that's a new
new
emotion. That
we got
I've
new
developed.
Wallpaper up.
We got six new wallpapers that
holy
I'm going to post in
shit.
The IRC there. And I'll show them here because Sean hasn't seen them either.
Nice. Well, I may have.
Because I just put them up today before the show.
Oh, did you?
So there's one right
cool.
there.
Cool.
Oh, you may have seen them.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Seen that
the one.
One
that gets me is the next one over.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the second over, amazing. Okay, people looking at this, oh, yeah, it's just Sean. It's just some words, right? No, this is the rant that's off SKTFM.TV. The first episode where he's in the Buddhist garden and stuff, and this guy transcribed it from video, which is a hell of a lot harder than audio, backing it up and stuff.
So the guy, like, watched it, like, a million times, transcribed it, and then made a screen out of it.
Like, wow. And I love the little thing down there. I'm going to probably make that into a banner or something. That's awesome. The little logo at the bottom. www.radio.com.
Oh, it's a big barcode.
Yeah, with the sideways headphones going on there.
That's tight.
That's nice. And the next one.
I haven't seen this one.
Sort of a put-together mesh of a bunch of propaganda posters from a couple weeks back.
Wow.
And you get, it could happen. Rant Radio. It's hard to fight back.
Ooh, boy, that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a really
yeah,
good
that's
one.
Nice. And we've got the thing in the background showing what time the show's on.
Tight.
That's nice. The next one's two headphones colliding and smushing Rant Radio together. That's made
wow,
by
that's kind of 3D-ish.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, sort of dripping down.
Kind of got that Slayer kind of day aside kind of thing going on there.
And the next one's made by Brick Boy.
Oh, big
nice,
ooh.
Nice little purple, velvety kind of zapping headphone thing.
Kind of, yeah.
You got backgrounds for everyone.
Wow, so if you don't have a Rant Radio background, what the fuck's wrong with you?
I know. There's
cool.
So many
okay,
to pick
well,
from.
What else we got? What else we got?
That's the wrong one. We got three new buttons.
Three new buttons?
Yep.
For a website.
Honestly, I don't need to go there. Post in there. So if anybody want a link to our site, the Rant Radio site, there's some new buttons that you can use.
Cool. Are they cool looking?
Yep. We got
ooh.
A little staticky
oh,
one
static-y.
There.
Oh, that's nice. Moving stuff's good.
I got to do something here for a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't want to let it time out.
Oh,
I'll
sorry.
Kill myself.
Okay.
And there... No, I can go back now.
Okay.
And then we got Listen to Rant Radio, and then there's one that I made there. Just a simple one.
A little Rant Radio.
Because I'm useless at making stuff like
okay.
that.
That's so hard.
I'm not good at graphics.
New pictures in the listeners gallery.
Oh, yeah. You got to love that.
Are they? Do they have fits?
One of them does.
Oh, nice.
So we got one female right
wow,
there.
There's a lot of women.
Dark's Desire. That's a new one.
Oh, wow.
I can never pronounce that guy name.
Right on.
Ski Kwajija. Trotsky's Ghost finally sent one in.
Well, that's what Trotsky's Ghost looks like.
That's right.
Notice the sunglasses and hat.
He's hiding. He's in hiding.
Tight.
Alpha 736. And we got Naughty Ski. So nice. There you go. There's some new listeners
people.
So you know who the hell you're talking to when you're in the IRC.
Tight.
And I put up a new link for Rant Radio in the media. Right there. And this was the latest thing that Rant Radio was in the newspaper.
What?
Well, it's not that recent. I just put it up.
Oh.
It is right there. It was when we were in the Exclaim magazine, September 2002. Yeah, I never got a... If anybody has a copy of this, could you please send it to me? I never got a copy of this. I found out too late about it.
I didn't even know we were
it's
in there.
It's about Tariff 22
and
stuff like
okay.
that. So they just quoted off the page and stuff. They never interviewed us or anything.
Oh.
It's like...
Did I get my
for
name
some
said?
Of those... No, just me. You get enough promotion,
oh,
bastard.
Oh, this is what I mean. This is me slowly getting weaseled out here.
Yeah, sure.
It won't be long, guys. Won't be long. One day you'll tune in to Rant Radio. Oh, Sean's not here, but we got this new guy.
His name's Bill Kennedy.
His name's Bill. Hi, everybody.
My name's Bill. I'm going to do some math.
I'm Gene, and I'm going to be talking about the time cube. Okay, so, all right, what else you got?
This you'll like. Remember that movie we watched, Jinro?
Jinro, baby.
The wolf.
Yeah, Jinro the wolf pack. Cybertech told me about it originally.
Yeah, so we watched it here.
Neat movie.
It was neat, a little bit weird, but...
Not what I expected, but good movie. Wow.
How about that for a costume, huh?
Wow. Full Jinro outfits.
Yeah, that was the coolest part of the whole movie, was the ending with these guys going hard, chasing them down into...
Wow, that's like some hardcore-ass Jinro outfits. Holy shit.
Even the red eyes going on, eh?
Yeah, that's some tight shit. That's like way too much time. That's crazy.
That is awesome.
Tight.
And DJ Ojive sent this in. Can you please tell Sean that I'm not from Finland? I'm from Norway.
Sorry.
If you've ever said that.
Sorry, Finland. The place that I quite want to be, not a long way from Moscow. Anyway, sorry.
And this last thing was a news story that I saw. I didn't know if you were going to get it or not. And I haven't checked through...
So you have no idea. Let me see what the news story is before you say
it's
anything.
All fucked up.
What?
This one.
A gun trial. No, I don't got anything on
it. Gun distributors held liable for murder.
What?
It's the first time that a...
That's bullshit.
Yeah, no kidding. First time a gun manufacturer was held liable for somebody dying.
Who was it?
As it comes up, let's see, the Raven, the people who manufacture the Saturday Night Special, because it panders to kids, because it's a kids-looking gun, it's a lot of movies, so they had to pay, how much did they have to pay? $10.8 million, and to the family friend they had to pay $12 million. So isn't that a blow to crap? They didn't hand the gun to the person. Through legal
the guy,
stores.
A guy bought a gun and then fucking sued them?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
13-year-old student gunned down a teacher or something, yeah.
Well, fuck, guy. That's like charging Heckler and Koch. Like, yeah, they got to do it with some small base business because, like, if they tried to pull that shit with, like, say, General Electric...
Wouldn't quite go off, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. I think they get fucking killed.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that just pisses me off.
Yeah, so I was, like, pretty pissed off about this.
That's just another example of, government getting involved.
I was stabbed. I'm going to sue
the knife company. Yeah, you betcha. Burn the village down. You know, this brings us to the core political world news as we know it today. Yes! If you want to make sure that you can look after this, there's some interesting links got sent to me on anarchist parenting from The Bug. Now, parenting shit just generally makes me go a big rubbery one anyway, but yes, no, you too can raise a child to be a free-thinking person. I found this site to be very, very interesting. It's the first article is full of information on facts on parenting with a lot of anti-corporation and anti-authoritarian... Thank you! I will never look at parenting and the circumcision... Jesus. I will never look at parenting and circumcision the same way again. A word of caution about the posting this in the IRC chat room. Uh-oh. The first article and most interesting. What methods of child rearing do anarchists advocate is on GeoCities. Here's the link, anarchistparenting.com. Okay, so it's on the GeoCities, so that means you get pop-ups and all sorts of groovy shit when you go there. So that's some interesting stuff if you've got kids, which a lot of people who listen to the show do. You know, they got kids. If you want to raise
anarchist kids.
I don't really know, though, because, you know, I don't know enough about anarchy to determine whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't either.
But I do think we need some kind of government, though.
I've got a pretty jaded view of
people, so because I think, you know, they'll rob you. Because, like, you know, there's not a lot of government right now in Africa, and they live in big fucking cages.
Yeah.
So
you want to live like that?
No.
Not really.
No. But MP Ultra sent me some good stuff. Want to know who is getting money from who in American politics? I can't even imagine the amount of money being passed along after looking at all these stats. This is from a website called opensecrets.org. What companies, how about this one here? Here's a good one. What companies' CEOs are getting raises while workers are told to take their place in the economic machine and like it? Yes, there's some more core political information there for you. And that's at aflico.org, paywatch. And that's the index. And I fucking love capital punishment.
But, well, here are the people that we don't have a chance to forget because we're not told about the innocent that were on death row. Yes, the innocent people who got killed by the death machine. I feel just a lot more than guilty after reading that page. Interesting thing, if you want to get into some capital punishment kind of thing. And Iraq is paying the price, as already said there. I'm going to spin to that link, so you can check that one out. And there's an interesting link on DVD piracy. CNN is running a story about a company that preemptively sued the movie companies to get legislation passed for their product. So they sued a company to get legislation passed for this product. Interesting. Using legal...
What?
Using... Go to this link.
Okay.
Go to this link here. Did you post all these links so far? Hit that link. This is interesting shit.
They're suing before a movie comes out.
No. They preemptively sued the movie companies.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
This one. Okay. Because they want to just get it through.
That's right.
So
Renegades offers legal DVD copies.
So this is a program that they're selling that copies DVDs. You can get all this software on the web if you're smart enough, but this guy packaged it all together and put the DCSS code into it to decode the DVDs, which is illegal in quotes right now.
Right.
Decrypting DVDs, and he wants to be taken to court so he can just get it through, get it done, get it over with, and get the MPAA off people's backs.
Oh, I see. So is this
a good thing? He's sort of making money and fighting the system at the same time. It's a very good thing. He's fighting against the MPAA so that people can actually play DVDs on their Linux machines without going to jail.
Oh, well, that'd be handy.
Yeah, but right now, if you play DVDs on a Linux machine, you could go to jail. Or pay a fine because there's no licensed software for Linux on DVD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, technology, you know...
Even though you own the movie.
Technology is meant to be used, okay? Technology is meant to be used. I'm sorry. It is. It's meant to be used. And, but when it gets used by the evil forces of the universe, then that really bothers me. And I'm not evil. I don't mean, like, bad people, like the core political people just drawing money. I'm worried about, like, the Illuminati and Masons and all these other people who are, like, serving dark lords and stuff like that. We don't possibly understand, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Yes, we will. There's a new evil sound technology, which is not necessarily evil, but it's really cool. But you know how this is going to get used, right? First of all, let's check out this popular science article on the product. It's called Hypersound, and what it does is it's for everyone who's like a hardcore.
It's not sound, it's Hypersound.
No, this is Hypersound. It cycles at a higher rate. It's directional, and I mean fine point directional. It's like lasers of sound.
Ooh, okay. Is that a bad or good thing?
Well, you can use it for weaponry and stuff
like that.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Blah, blah, blah.
You can listen to your stereo.
Get
shot by the military.
But the thing is, it's great because you can create a bullhorn that talks to one person in a crowd. Or you can create something like that. The interesting thing is, when you listen to the sound waves...
All of them are good except the guy shooting a bazooka.
When you listen to the sound waves, it sounds like the voice is inside your head.
Ah.
Yes.
I see.
Now, that sounds cool, but wait. On their actual website, which is below here, one of the uses they have for it is targeted advertising. Retail sales, providing targeted advertising directly at the point of purchase. This means that you will be walking out of a store in a narrow hallway, and all of a sudden you have no choice but to get smoked by whatever sounds they want you to hear.
$1 off on the latest packaging thing that you must consume. Please go back to the store.
Buy this. No, don't buy that. Buy this over here. You pick up a CD, you walk into a little area, you get more sounds, advertising everywhere.
You walk down the street and stores will be competing for headspace as they blast marketing through your head.
That's right. Who's got a stronger signal?
Then you'll be hiding in the alleyways talking to yourself.
Now they,
oh my God, $1 off.
Oh my God, it's $1 off. Oh my God, I hear it when I sleep because people are driving by in blimps and UAVs and broadcasting it down on the city streets to all the homeless people who can't get away.
Stay in your homes.
Stay in your homes. Oh my God.
Or we could play Rant Radio into your head.
That's true. we could do that. But wait, we can fight back with more than just Rant Radio. Wiggle Puppy sent me this awesome fucking piece of hack. Wiggle Puppy, nice hack guy. Hey, what's up? I was reading this computer section on my local paper and found this way to fight telemarketing calls. The idea is to record this number is no longer in service tones at the start of your... At the start of your answering machine message, when a telemarketer using a predictive dialing system gets this answering machine, they will be disconnected by the tones, and their system will think the number is disconnected, will be deleted from their system. Because those systems take those disconnected tones,
That's right.
Just put that on your answering machine, and bang, you got it.
That's right. They leave you alone for, I think it's a week. And you better read into this because it is kind of complicated.
But it's cool.
It is very cool.
I like using tones to fuck over telemarketers.
Any way you can.
Here's the link for it. Check it out. You can read more about it. They get pretty in-depth there. And also, I emailed a while ago about altering my intro, but I got no response. Maybe my other
I did get...
Did you get through to him?
His email was broken, so I emailed his new one, so I got through to him. It's all cool, because that's the intro we use for the show.
Yes, yes.
So it's all good. Wiggle Puppy's the king.
Way to go, Wiggle Puppy. And the corporations, other than using hypersonic sound and all the other evil things that go with it, now they're starting to... There's a new company that's going out and suing everyone doing online commerce. But they're only suing the little companies because it's an easier way to make money.
No
Just
way.
Like those people, yeah, this is interesting stuff.
Like they sued Jell-O because he was a small company.
Exactly. It's an economic way. This is a company that has claims they have the patent on online commerce.
Yeah, a lot of people use that.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that they're winning.
Which is kind of stupid because they patented after people were doing commerce.
Yeah.
Like, it's been going on forever. People have been doing it on BBSs.
Yeah, but the thing is, though...
They're winning.
They're winning.
Yeah.
And they're only targeting small companies so they can get
them
off.
That's why they're winning.
That's why they're winning.
Because they don't have as much money.
Check it out. YouMayBeNext.com.
Great domain name.
Very, very, very scary fucking stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not really into that using... I'm not really into using, like, suing people.
We're going to lawyer you to death.
Yeah, my lawyers will destroy you. Is that ready to go?
Almost.
Almost?
It's almost ready.
Okay, and so that's some scary stuff. Now, you know what's some really scary stuff? I've been cruising around the web, and ever since that Immortality Festival, and as people know, I've acquired a domain name, which I'm not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know, but I've... I was looking in the RC, somebody typed in there, I know Sean's not writing horror anymore.
You lie.
I am writing horror still. As a matter of fact, I've been...
Not telling me or not telling them?
What's that? I told you already.
I know. That's what I was wondering. You're looking at me when you said that.
No, I'm just making sure that you know that I'm not telling them, so you
okay.
don't say it.
I see.
Yes,
I'll tell you after the show.
So it's very, very cool that this is going to happen, so we're going to be going in there. But I was cruising around because supernatural stuff's cool. So one of the major supernatural things, and I was talking to Sim about this, supernatural stuff, and there's a lot of hokey shit.
Yeah.
Some of the things that aren't hokey, you want concrete evidence, right? You want concrete evidence?
I want scientific proof.
No. Sunken cities. There's an awful lot of sunken cities getting found this year. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. There's a huge amount. I'm like, I can't believe how many sunken lost cities. Like, there's a sunken city under Titicaca. And that's not an internet joke. That's actually a lake in Mexico. The remains were found at a depth between 6.5 and 26 feet on the eastern side of a lake. They're built with interlocking stone. Oceanic engineering and expedition members of the Gustav whatever told Reuters. Lake Titicaca, a sweeping expanse of brilliant blue water, high in the Andes, an altitude of 12,000 feet, is shared by Peru and Bolivia. I mean, this is crazy. The world's highest navigable lake, and people come from around the world to see it, but they got a sunken city inside of it. That's really bizarre.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. And in India, there's another sunken city that got found. Marine experts have discovered a clump of archaeological structures deep beneath the sea of India's western coast. What the fuck is going on with all these sunken cities? Although the discovery has not been accurately dated, the structures are said to resemble archaeological sites belonging to Harappan civilization dating back more than 4,000 years. Now, the crazy thing is, is some of these ancient civilizations have got some pretty hardcore technology. Now, that kind of freaks me out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they're discovering crazy things.
So what took out all these ancient cities? On another city was found.
Oh, no, the water!
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a little weird, don't you think? All these sunken cities. The scale of submerged ruins, another sunken city is here. Also off the coast of India, covering square miles, a distance of not a mile from shore. Here's another link, man. Check this out. It's crazy. It's a bunch of temples. The shore temples of the whatever the fuck word that is, Malihari Burman or whatever the hell it is. But it's crazy. There's another link there, and it's from this Hare Krishna site or whatever. But I mean, it's all back up with Datable. And what about the stuff underwater? I mean, there's some weird stuff happening from things underwater. There's all these sunken cities.
It's Cthulhu.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's Cthulhu. They dragging the cities to the nether depths of the ocean.
No. Okay. No, because Cthulhu... Oh, incidentally, they found a sunken city where they said Rila was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Was he home?
I don't think they went down there. But personally, if I was like one of those guys going down there and I was on the boat, I would have come up and said, you know, I would have had half the guys spear blood on their face and made the radio. I would have
shot some shaky video.
Oh, God! You know, that would have been great. But anyway, how about some crazy shit happening underwater? The Tourism Authority of Thailand has rejected the claim on IGV Doctrine that a fireball phenomena during the Bang Phi Phina NARC Festival is a hoax.
A NARC festival?
NARC. Bang Phi Phina NARC. This apparently, now this, I read about this before, but what this is there was a festival where they do this by the river, and these fireballs came up out of the water and torched like a whole bunch of people in front of like thousands of people. Like, because it's in India, it's in Thailand.
Mass hallucination.
Yeah, what about the motherfucker on fire?
Yeah. He was pretending. He lit himself on fire.
There's like hundreds of, there was like hundreds of people burned. And then these guys from ITV Documentary said it was a hoax. And now the Tourism Authority of Thailand says, no, 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 it's not a hoax.
Recent?
This is recent. More than 400,000 visitors flocked to the Nong Khai province last month to witness the annual event, during which 800 fireballs reportedly rose from the Mekong River. Okay. Raining fire is raining fucking fire.
I knew it. I was going to say that if you didn't.
Okay, raining fire is raining fucking fire. 800 fireballs, you're not hallucinating.
It's God. It's God punishing them.
I don't know. I don't know
that. What did they do wrong?
I didn't say that.
They're heathens.
If you want to get
them into salt.
I don't know. I didn't know that. I didn't say that. I'm just saying there's 800 fireballs coming out of the water.
Yep. Turn them into salt licks, I'd say.
Well, what is that? What is that? I don't know what that is.
That's pretty crazy.
The festival.
Underwater volcanoes.
Throwing 800 fireballs?
Sure.
At people? No. No. No.
Were they direct hits every time?
No. Yeah, they were. They went into the crowd and fucked people
were
up.
Were they zigging, zagging, following them?
I wasn't there. I wasn't really chasing. The festival coincides with the end of the Buddhist Lent on the full moon on the night
Buddhist.
Of the 11th lunar
fucking
month.
Buddhist. Fucking Buddhist.
The
Christians were right.
The local legend claims the source of the fireballs is to be Naga, a mythical serpent living in the river. So.
Oh, that's better. Nice. Explanations. The mythical serpent.
Okay, whether or not you buy the mythical serpent living in the water, which, by the way, all
the
legends,
fireballs came out.
The fireballs came out.
End of story, right?
There's people getting burned.
Something happening there.
Something going on
Something
there.
Happening maybe, here. Maybe. What it is ain't exactly clear.
I want to know what that's about. I want to know where that's coming
from. Well, somebody's got to have video. Do they have video of it?
No, it's Thailand, guy. Everybody's broke. We're living in the richest country in the world.
What, you don't have video? Nothing's happening here. Back to your shanty towns, people.
Back to your shanty towns. I mean, Geraldo Rivera. Vera's not there getting his ass monkey burned, which would be funny if it was. I mean, that's some fucking shit. I'm going to do some more stuff on Sunken Cities because there's hundreds of them. They're all over the place.
Like adult shows.
Fuck, man. It's all over the place.
Let's go on a video documentary tour of these Sunken Cities.
I'm thinking about it. I might have an interview lined up with a guy who's like a Sunken City dude.
There you go.
So we got Tom Cube and Sunken Cities. Four sides of Sunken Cities. Six cubes and fucking...
We'll get them both on the line.
Two names and all. Yeah, just go at it. Go! I put $20 on Tom Cube guy.
Oh, yeah. He's hard.
Now, getting away from the Sunken City news, let's go into Psycho Cult news. Okay? This got posted by Soul Trans, okay?
Yeah.
This is, I gotta have to post this because you don't have this.
I got it.
No, you don't.
Oh, you got a new one?
Yeah, I got
it. Oh, okay. You
do
that.
One out of the IRC. Now, this is some crazy, crazy
People
stuff.
Are collecting links? Sean's posting one.
Yeah. This one is for, it was sent to me from, what happened here? Oh, you got it. Did I?
I think. Yeah, there you go.
This is a link to all the famous people.
To all the famous people. I don't know.
Stop spamming, faggot.
Ignore the IRC, Sean.
Sorry.
There are people to handle that.
Sorry. what this link here is all the famous people who are Masons. Not saying Masons are bad.
I know the Scientologist famous people, but not the Mason famous people.
That's because all of them are. Oh. Everyone in power? Yeah, they're Masons.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Mormons? Yeah, they took over the CIA.
Okay.
Everyone in power of the CIA is actually a Mormon.
Mm.
These little societies here.
You trip over them. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I'm serious, guy. They are fucking everywhere. Once you, see, problem was like, oh, all you conspiracy guys are crazy. No, we didn't start that way. We started by reading, and then we started acting because on what we read, and then people go, you're crazy. No, it's not that way. There's something going on here, man. There's psycho cultists all over the place. We have to keep an eye on these motherfuckers.
And we're here to report them to you.
Not that I would think that Masons are psycho cultists.
I like Masons.
I went through an initiation rite for Masons, but I think that anybody who talks honestly about cutting your fucking tongue out and burying the tape cable still length from shore with the tide ebbs and flows twice in a 24-hour period, I think there might be something to that, okay?
Yeah.
A little bit weird.
Something weird.
And how about this? There's a cannibal army of psycho cultists running around.
Cannibal?
Huh?
Is that a movie?
No.
Where can I rent it?
Actually, there is a movie, but you have to do a search for a cannibal army. Check this out. ABC News. Splashed on the pages of a state-run New Vision was a picture of six mutilated bodies sprawling in the mud, some of them missing their heads and limbs.
Mm.
The center picture was a big black cooking pot with a leg sticking out of it.
Tasty.
The picture accompanies a story about the latest attack from the Lord's Resistance Army,
That's
rebel
a good
group.
Name.
Yeah, a rebel group that has
been the plaguing Central African country for nearly two decades. 20 years, it's a bizarre movement led by a mysterious man who claims to be possessed and whose power derives from thousands of children he forces to have kidnapped to serve as his soldiers and sex slaves.
Great stuff.
The LRA, Lord Resistance Army,
LRA,
is best known to leave horrifying acts of cannibalism and dismemberment in its wake.
Got another cannibalism.
Now, you're thinking, wow, okay, yeah, but Africa's fucked, Sean. Africa's fucked. Okay, we already went over how Africa's fucked.
Crazy there. Yeah.
Cannibalism's pretty savage. Is it?
I don't know.
Some Ecuadorian chiefs use
human... Did he want to be eaten?
What's that?
Did he want to be eaten? No. Maybe he wants to be eaten.
Check this out. Some Ecuadorian chefs use human thigh bones to add extra taste to their dishes.
And attract customers,
according to investigations by local newspaper. Newspaper Extra has sparked a scandal by interviewing a restaurant and cafe owners who admit cooking with bones taken from cemeteries. Carlos Acosta...
Use fresh, people, okay?
Yeah, Chef Carlos Acosta has told Extra he cooked with leg bones known as femurs for 40 years, and many of his colleagues do just the same.
Uh-huh.
He said that the best way to leave a femur in a soup is to stew for half an hour, just before serving it. It's good to put the bone back in briefly to give it a final touch, he said. There's the link for it. And it's not just in the third world. Cannibalism's on the rise. You better believe it. Detectives hunting the killers behind the torso in Thames child murder are investigating the illegal bush meat trade.
Is that what it's called? Bush meat?
Illegal bush meat trade after allegations that human flesh is being offered for sale in London. In London.
And on the internet.
And on, well, man beef, yeah.
Man beef. Mm.
Yeah, but, okay, this is like in the news. People are fucking eating people. What? What? Police believe that the murdered five-year-old, whom they called Adam, was a victim of a ritualistic killing linked to a West African form of voodoo-like religion. Officers suspected that gangs illegally imported exotic meat, such as chimpanzees and bush rat, from West Africa are involved in trading in substances used in African witchcraft that may include human body parts.
Ooh.
Now you think, yeah, so what? So what, man?
So what, Sean?
So what?
People eat people every day.
No, well, yeah, I guess they do.
I guess so.
I guess they do. That's a little bit weird, don't you think?
All those missing people.
Where are all these missing people going, man? I don't know.
Missing children.
I don't know. What about the goats?
What about the goats? What goats?
Seriously, man. What about the time cube goats? A man sucked the blood out of 207 goats, and he wants more. From Annaboa, there's a story of this guy. Man has sucked the blood of 207 goats and sacrificed in a Hindu temple, Sasir. Das, what the fuck is going on in India? Okay, there's fireballs coming out of the water and guys murdering goats. A practitioner of Hindu occult rituals drank the goat's blood in the Kalu temple in Bengal's Manipur district over the past 4 days. 4 days! 4 days of fucking
That's
goat blood.
That's a lot of blood.
That's a shitload of dead goats. United News of India says blood sucking runs in the sorcerer's family and his thirst for blood remains insatiable. Okay.
It's not illegal to suck goat's blood, is it?
No.
If you own them, I guess.
It's fucked up, though. That's when we need a bunch of wog witch hunters make a little trip over to fucking India and sort this fireball naga blood-sucking goat people out. Speaking of cannibalistic vampire fucks, Scientology resources got showed up from MKUltra. Very, very cool. Here's a wonderful thing on...
Scientology somehow goes along with vampiric blood-sucking goats. Oh, my God.
Cannibalism. They're cult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're a blood-sucking vampire cult. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
Because Scientologists eat people. I can't prove it, but I'm working on it.
We're working on it.
Gadgets. In gadgets.
Gotta love gadgets.
You gotta chase that up, the vampire. How about this? This is a good one here.
Speaking of flying.
In gadgets. Now, this is cool. Now, the professor found this because the professor's a huge, huge, huge plane nut. Okay. Now, we all seen those ultralights, you know, those things you don't need, like, I don't even think you need an ultralight license to fly them.
I don't know.
You do.
Yeah?
Okay. You don't need a pilot's license, and you're like a little go-kart, it's very gay. And you're like, wow,
go-kart
that's...
with wings.
Like, if they were cool, you'd be like, wow, guy, that's really cool, and you'd get one. No, but they're not cool.
They're really noisy.
They're gay. You're like, oh, wow, that really sucks. How about this one? How about you build a World War II fighter plane, you don't need a license to fly, that kicks ass?
How? How can you have no license to fly?
Because it's under the weight limit. Check this out. This is very cool.
Ultralights aren't?
No, what's that? No, you don't need a pilot's license for an ultralight. It's like an ultralight license is what you need for this thing. And check it out. The price on this motherfucker is less than $5,000 Canadian.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what does it look like? Oh, it's a three-quarter size Spitfire from World War II.
Very nice.
Tight.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How crazy is that? Imagine getting that sucker up. It'd be nothing to throw some firepower on that bad boy, eh?
Oh, wow.
Nice,
that is really cool.
Like, yeah, you can have
That's really cheap.
Yeah, no kidding.
Compared to 1.5 million for a real Spitfire.
Like, okay, you can have your gay whatever the fuck kind of ultralight you want. I'm going to crawl inside this motherfucker, take to the skies.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we need. A bunch of wog witch hunters flying fucking three-quarter size Spitfires, cruising over India, looking for fireballs and fucking up Nagas. Yeah, baby.
Very nice.
You know it'll be tight. You know it's tight. How about this as a lie detector? Pardon me. How about this as a lie detector? Lie detector. Speaking of lie detectors, in Gadgets, I found this really, 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 really scary lie detector.
Okay.
It's the scariest thing around, says physicist Robert Park, an outspoken critic of old-fashioned, unreliable polygraph machines. The only thing worse than a lie detector that doesn't work is one that does. Ruben Gurr, a neurophysicist of the University of Pennsylvania, says new kinds of brain scans can reveal when a person recognizes a familiar face, no matter how hard he or she tries to conceal it.
Oh, wow.
The scanning machine, called a functional MRI, takes pictures of the highlighted specific parts of the brain activated during certain tasks. Telltale parts of your brain light up, he said, when you're presented with a face you have seen before.
Wow, so now before we go to court, we're going to have to be put in an MRI machine, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
You like that?
Make sure there's no...
Do you know this man? No, I've never seen this man before
in
your life.
Pocket.
Well, you've lied, therefore you're guilty of perjury, therefore under the Information Awareness Act, you get to be hit with drugs. Oh, and don't forget that we're going to put a chip in you that shows that you're a liar. Yeah, you like
you
that?
You are a liar. We're going to put a big L on your forehead, tattooed in.
I don't really know, guy. It's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked up. Okay, recommended media tonight. I'm not going to post that one. Recommended media tonight.
Okay.
It's going to be from Freak. He sent me this thing about sinfest.net. It's
Sinfest.
Hey, I was stoned and got bored.
Where can I go?
What's that?
Where is it?
I must go. It's a comic.
Okay.
I was stoned and got bored and thought you might like the sinfest.com comic I read. And for those of you who want to read more than comic books, John Stakely, I'm not sure it's pronounced, but he wrote the book Armor, which if you haven't read Armor, it's, wow, that looks like you. if you haven't read Armor, it's a dope book. You should check it out. Very, very good. John Stakely, S-T-E-A-K-L-Y. Also has a book called Vampires. Starts a little slow, but it's good reading. This is what the movie was based on. Apparently, that book is all about, you know, hardcore wog witch hunters kicking ass on vampires. You know, From Dusk Till Dawn kind of shit.
The one where they drag the vampires out into the daylight.
Yeah, into the daylight with fucking...
Fucking hard.
Yeah, like hard. That's the kind of shit I want to do. That's the kind of shit that happens in my books, by the way, for anyone who is interested. But we'll get to that at a later date.
That's right.
So, that's pretty much it for the show. I don't have anything for daily checks. We don't have anything coming up in HR. However, we do have a digital baptism. Yes, it's true. Digital baptism tonight is going to be, let's see, we have Forrest is now known as Kilohertz.
K-I-L-L-A Hertz.
Hertz.
H-U-R-T-S.
Yeah. So
very nice.
So he's Kilohertz. And Chaos is now known as Wogcube.
Yeah, Wogcube, K for the cube.
Yeah, Wogcube with a K. Very, very, very cool.
Very nice.
Did you have, yes, and... For all of you out there who are the rabid Rant Radio fans.
Okay. And people are asking, how can I help the station? I want to, like, do something.
How do we don't ask for money every day. Okay, so everyone who wants to give us some money.
We're not even asked for money now, really.
We're not. But here we go. On eBay, we're selling my microphone. This is the microphone. This is the Sean K microphone I did all my rants on, and I'm not even making that shit up. There was a couple of rants like, I did on different mics, but they were like here and there. This is the one I used on What the Hell. It's the one I've used. I'm not using this one now. This is the new one I'm using.
That's right.
But this guy here is the microphone. So if you wanted to help the station out, the microphone's a piece of shit, guys, unless you're a rabid fan.
It does work.
It does work. We don't know if it'll work after we send it to you, but like we had to position the head so it's on the mic. It's fucking brutal. Okay? It's in brutal shape, okay?
This is truly a piece of memorabilia.
It truly is. Yes, like. If you're a rabid fan and you want to have the microphone suitable for placking, okay, go ahead and do it, all right?
And but this is so Rant Radio Studios can get another microphone.
That's what
so
it's
we
for,
can
yeah.
Sound good and bring the goodness to you.
That's right. You, the listener, gets the byproduct of buying us stuff. But I don't think anybody's going to buy this, to be really honest with you. I really don't think they are. What are we up to? Refresh it.
We just put it on.
Well,
it takes time to.
Somebody could have bid.
Could have.
You know what the weird thing is somebody might actually be into this. You know, and do you know what kind
and
of
it
mic?
It starts at a penny.
Do you know what you're going to, what's the mic you're going to buy with it?
Shure 58A.
Oh, okay.
Microphone.
And that's how
very
much.
Solid microphone.
And how much is that mic?
That's like $60 to $90, depending on who's
shipping,
who I'm
blah,
getting.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, shipping.
So we'll say
stuff.
$80 US.
Sure, $80 US.
All right, so if we can get 80.
So that's our target. If you want to leave it at that or whatever. It's just
well,
going to help
anything,
get a microphone,
what if
really.
It's more than $80 US?
Great, we'll buy two microphones.
That'd be tight.
Yeah.
What if it's more than that?
We'll buy five mic. We'll buy something else. I don't know. Great. I don't know. Everyone in the IRC can get together and put $5 in and we can get lots of great equipment.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they could burn it. I don't know.
But I just I don't want to take money from people and not give anything back.
No,
that's the thing.
Yeah, that's
I don't like doing that, so this is something that
so that's why we're doing
get.
It. Yeah, you betcha. So very, very cool. So if you want to check that out, very, very cool. Wow, long show tonight, 2 hours.
It's $1.25 right now, somebody said.
Is it?
Let's see. Rocking, $5.50.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Well,
oh
I guess we'll watch that.
We'll be able to see the bidding end live next show.
Will we?
Yes.
Tight. Okay,
so
next show. So actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to start go through the RC, and then I'm going to see what it's at the end of the RC.
And we'll just announce it right at the end of the
RC. So do a refresh right now. What's it up to?
$5.50 at the moment, it is up to $5.50.
Still $5.50. So I'm going to start in the RC. We have Four-Sided Cripple, Random Excerpt,
Four-Sided
Sanix, Gothic Cubicle, also known as Pyro, Aliens Taking Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Angelica Cube, Apanthropy, thanks for the link, buddy, APOC, Barcode, Black Omnicube, Brilliant Idiot, Burger Cube, Case, Cover Top, Corsair, Counterstick, Cube Mark, Cube Bug, Cube Deco, Cube of Evil, Dr. Brindu, or D. Brindu.
Brindu? Where? D. Brindu. I don't know. D. Bride? D. Bride AU?
Yeah, AU.
D. Brindu.
.org. Della, Derek, Dr. Nostromo, Dilemma Gothic Cubicle, Disturbed, Inotion, Gorka, Griffin, Jackie B, Jazzman, Kazuma, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Cube, Lorax, MP Ultra, Mary, Bed, Misconduct, Nebula Neural Cube, Pid, Rose,
Hi Rose,
Sapphire Ink, Shaded Cube, Sir Dork, Sulfonate, Spudley, Star Baby, Suck My Cube, Tantrix, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, where are we at here? Turmoil, Terrell Gone, Up, Velvet Acid Rat, Vonzel, Vitai, Wog Cube, Wiggle Cubey, Wog Borgski, Whopper, Worka White Gurka. That's awesome, the Worka.
That's so good.
It's like the Wigger thing, always Worka the White Gurka.
That's so good.
I know who that is, too. How's it going, man? Yeah,
sweet.
I know who he is. He's a guy who met me during security one night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Yerky,
good name.
Yobroto, Soul Trance, and Grim. Okay, so what are we up to on the thing now?
And we're doing a refresh right now.
2050? Holy
that's
shit!
That's like 2 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
That's fucked
two
up.
2 minutes.
Wow, that's nuts. $20?
Yeah.
I can't believe that went
wow.
for $20.
Thank you.
Wow, guys.
We're well on our way.
We are, in fact,
great.
Well on our way.
That's awesome.
If you make like a lot of money on this, I'm getting
no, we're not going to make a lot of money.
I just want to make sure that, you know, the managers are always fucking their people.
We'll go get some Starbucks coffees, huh?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt. Oh, that hurt. Ow. Ow. Jeez. All right, anyway. So,
I'll actually have some treble in my voice when we get
there. Yeah, which will be nice. So, yeah.
My treble's
no
great.
Word of a lie, though, guys. No word of a lie. Every single cent that comes from this
will go into something for Rant Radio.
Will go into something for Rant Radio.
Okay, to help get better quality for you and everything like that.
Yeah. So, I think it was WogCube who bid $20 on that motherfucker.
Well, thanks.
Wow, that's nuts.
$25.75. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. It didn't just go up again, did it?
It's going to go up.
Oh, my God. Just do a refresh. I want to go to the right. Oh, it's a bidding war!
It's a bidding war.
You know what's going to happen is that somebody's gonna go...
I mean, we're going to throw some bonus stuff in with the microphone, too. Like little
oh, yeah, they're getting some...
And
they'll
like,
have to get some discs or
it's
something.
It's going
to
be an Uber package, you know.
Hmm. Wow. Oh, my God.
Because, you know, we never skimp out on stuff.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I send CDs out, I always send, like, something Sean's brought over, like, something he's... printed out or something I've signed or
yeah,
weird
do try,
stuff.
Not like I can't believe people are willing to pay $26 for that fucking microphone.
It does work. It is a functional microphone.
God, they're never going to use that microphone.
It does work. We used it up to last week.
You know what I'm going to... You know what?
I actually recorded that singing thing on it, that intro.
Now,
on
did
that
you?
Microphone.
Wow.
So there you go.
You know, I was looking around the other day.
Yeah.
And I actually destroyed my Colt jacket. I was mad. So
what?
You're
mad.
I get mad. Yeah, sometimes. I know. You're looking at the heads, aren't you? It's a little far. Yeah. And so it was a $4,000 jacket.
Oh,
but
yeah, whoa.
When you look down to it, I just destroyed it because I'm like that. Anyway.
You moved on.
Because, well, I was mad. I had a...
I
had the black shakes. Anyway, so I was looking around thinking, shit, what could I...
Oh, I have another story to tell you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, what's your story?
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say,
if I was
like in a really big Hurt Locker... Because, like, this is the kind of thing you have to do few and far between. This is like
well,
a one...
No,
to, like selling.
We need money, please. Every week. They
yeah, no.
That.
Well, that's what I mean, though. So
have
like,
we done this ever? No.
No, exactly. So. We've never done this, and it's kind of a cool thing. Like,
it's
if you are a
neat.
Fan, that's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, next time we'd probably have it at the beginning of the show, so we can have a little bit of time.
I can honestly tell you that I cannot fucking believe.
Neither can I. I was like, oh, maybe it'll go up to $2.
Yeah, like I'm like, yeah, there's no way that that's gonna. Oh my god, it's up to $33.50.
It's almost like near the point of.
Yeah, that's really crazy. I want to tell these people to like stop, like, but I don't because I just that's fucked up.
That's very nice, thank you.
Well, then again, they have to buy it.
Well, true. Like, don't bid if you can't buy it. Like,
that's
we don't want to mess people over.
And also, guys, don't get like that whole bitter remorse thing going on. If you can't afford this thing,
yeah, please don't put any money you cannot put because we don't want to put anybody in the poorhouse. We're doing this out of our pocket.
That's right.
And
that's right.
We don't want.
And also, we're not doing this every week.
No.
Okay, so don't think that this
it's
is going
like
to be...
like the microphone is fucked. Okay, we have to get another microphone.
Yeah,
it's fucked.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I put it up. I was like humming and hawing. It's like, okay, well, it's something cool for the people. Oh, my God. $40.
It's up to $40.
Okay, let's continue on. You burnt your jacket.
Yeah, so I was thinking...
I don't know why you burnt your jacket. It's such a nice jacket.
Yeah, I know. It was
and it symbolizes evil, I know.
it was a dark time of my life, okay? I torched it, all right?
Yeah.
But, actually, there's a few guys who came up here and I gave shirts to, and those shirts were shirts that I bought, and it was just like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they...
I mean, what are you going to do with
it? But anyway, I was looking for something that... What could I sell? If I had something to sell, what would I sell?
Yeah.
And I have a problem selling things that don't really have any serious value. You know what I mean? Like, that microphone has value because... It was used so much.
I got a piece of Sean's hair. Like
fuck off.
Yeah, this is something.
I would officially be like, fuck you. Okay, if somebody wouldn't do that. So, but I was looking around my house, and I was trying to think, okay, what could I sell? And I was working the other day in the shop, and I realized my Garrison boots. My size 12.
Oh, my God.
Those were the boots I wore in the crackhead fight. Those are the boots I wore when I stomped down that guy. They're the boots I wore in the military. They're the boots I wore to every single punk show I've ever been to. They are the definitive, and I polished them.
Now, why would you want to sell them?
Well,
the other question.
That's my ace in the hole. If the Sean K. Legal Defense Fund had to happen,
I guess, you know what I'm saying?
That would probably be the things I put on, because that'd be pretty cool. Imagine having, like, I don't know, like, I wouldn't put myself in the same genre. Imagine having, like, Sid Vicious's boots. Because combat boots, like, anybody who's into punk... Yeah. You know,
knows
having
the
a
value.
Set of, like, a good pair, and Canadian Garrison combat boots, especially as long as you wear them. I got them when I was in the Army, before I started becoming the fucking man. In the Army, I died. These were the boots I wore, and I've worn them ever since.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That would be pretty mighty.
There's a girl named Chrissy in England. Chrissy Walker is her name.
Yeah.
For people who are rabid fans, her name's Chrissy Walker.
Yeah.
And she was a girl I was seeing at that time, and she has my punk leather jacket, which I painted. And did all the shit to it. I have a leather jacket that I made.
Wow.
And she has
That's
it.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's in England right now. So if anyone was like, whoa, I need to find Chrissy Walker in England. Do you know a Sean Kennedy? Yeah, well, she was the RSM's daughter.
Oh, okay.
And we were like getting it on. It's pretty brutal. Yeah, nothing like jumping the regimental sergeant major's daughter. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, seriously, though, it was crazy. So I was thinking if ever.
Oh, nice.
Because we don't really have a lot to sell here.
No.
Not really. Like, and it would be hokey. Like, we don't want to... Like, we saved for the last 4 years. We don't have to, you know, go along. Yeah, the genuine snot of Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
So we don't do that. But I think if I was going to sell something, like, actually to auction it off...
Yeah.
Until my writing starts going off and stuff like that, I don't have anything published or nothing. Maybe some original artwork, but, you know, that'd be just... That's... You're such a whore.
Me?
You know what I mean? Not you, but you feel like such a whore. Like,
you would.
Like, when I was doing sculpture, I was thinking, shit, you know, if
Don't
I was
somebody
sculpt,
buy my thing.
You know, oh, well, I kind of like it. Well, I spent 12 hours on that. Yeah, I kind of like it. I'll put it in my den.
I'll give
Fuck
you 10
you.
Bucks.
You know, I'll give you 10 bucks. For, yeah, like, I'm a whore.
Excuse
me, while I'm an art whore, you know? That's why I respect a lot of artists. I don't like, make fun of artists. I make fun of everybody, but it's just like, I'm amazed by artists. People who do that shit.
Well... Like, take in case me doing my music, like Porn on Beta. I do it because I love it. I don't do it because I'm trying to get on top 10 radio.
That's right. Yep.
And that's why you have to do anything. Like, why would we do this show? We don't make any money.
No.
And
hopefully
we're suffering
though.
For our art. Well, hopefully we will.
Honest,
and I think
though,
they want us to see us make money.
Well, they do.
I'm
and
sure.
That's why they support Porn on Beta. To be honest, no, right. let's be really straight. Hey, it's the come to Jesus meeting here on Rant Radio. Okay? Seriously. I'd like to make some money. Sim would like to make some money.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not averse to making money, don't get me wrong. We just have to make it the right way.
That's right. and to make money to continue to do what we do.
Yeah, exactly, because we enjoy
right. To do it better.
Exactly.
To do it more.
It's fun. It's good.
More, better, faster.
Yes, stronger. But the thing is, though, that what we want to get is, like, Sim's got porn on beta. His albums, his bands. And, you know, he's always moving forwards with that. And to be honest with you, in my own personal opinion, I think that you're going to be doing, you're going to do, like, the full-on, like, Gary Newman thing, where you evolve and you evolve and you evolve and you evolve. You know what I mean?
Great.
Like, I mean, this is, I mean, you've been in music as long as I've known you. Fuck, you had your band, blah, blah, blah.
Always,
you know, very, very cool.
Always been in music. Always.
And that's the other reason why I'm finally getting full circle and getting back to my roots with my horror writing. Because,
right.
Like, Sim knows. Because he's seen my book collection, and it's like,
oh, it's uber. It's crazy.
It's fuck, guy.
Anybody'd love this collection.
Yeah, it's a pretty it's a pretty sick set of occult books. So, get a copy of Bloodstained.
You could find the secrets of the universe in these books if you pour it over them hard enough.
You know, somebody does have a bound copy of The Bloodstained Rabbit.
Oh, really?
Soul Trance, yeah. Cybertech made a bound copy of the
really? How did he do that? Like, did he have access to something? Or is
no,
like
he learned how to bind books and created it.
Wow.
Cybertech is a huge fan of the Bloodstained Rabbit.
No kidding.
And I very much want to get my new book out for these guys, so it'll be very, very cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
It would be.
They would love it.
So, anyways, thank you very much, guys. Don't fucking break your nuts,
don't go nuts
on this
please.
Stupid on this
if
stupid
you can't
microphone.
Afford it, don't bid on it.
Yeah, and yeah,
and
guys.
If you can get people together, then...
And if we can get a couple of mics out of this, then, hey, that'd
great.
Be great. But
yeah.
if not, guys, seriously, like, that's the difference, eh? Yeah, please, your every dollar counts.
I
if
know.
You've only got 10 cents, send 10 cents. You know, versus us, who's like, yeah, it's up there. Holy shit! Okay, stop. Stop now.
Stop. Slow down.
Slow down. You people are crazy. And people tell me that, oh, my marketing strategy, like, I've talked to a couple of people who are like, so, Sean, you're going to do some stuff with your writing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You going to publish? No. You're not? Well, I mean, if I get offered, yeah, I will. How are you going to do it? Oh, I'm going to give my books away on the web.
Welcome to the new economy.
And he's like, what? Yeah, yeah, I'm just going to give them away. Well, how are you going to make money? Oh, I'll have a donate thing, and I set my PayPal account up, and then people will be able to donate.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if they like the book, they'll give me money. No, they won't. Yes, they will.
Yes,
you're full of shit. I got 4 years of telling me that if people like you, they'll back you. So fuck you.
Oh, yeah. We know
do.
It. We know it.
They do. And to be really honest with you, I have such a hard on. And it's funny because I never really gave a fuck about Rant Radio. And that's the funny thing. And that it shows. Like, you were just like, whatever. You know, yeah. And that's where the really strong part is. But it must be hard. And this is funny. But straight up, like, it must be really hard for viewing porn on beta because you're so into it.
Yeah.
There's so much more of you in it. And you're like, it's so much me.
Oh, yeah.
And you expose yourself.
Well, same with this station. Like, the music on the station... is what I listen to. It's what I download.
It is, yeah. But it's you can't say that having the radio station versus...
No, it's
Hi,
totally
guys,
different.
I sang this song, tell me what you think, and then you have to steal yourself for this huge onslaught of what people will say, you know? I mean, that's... And like,
you know it in your books, too. That's
5 years, guy.
Yeah.
5 years of Bloodstained. Well, I didn't like this character. Fuck you, okay? Fuck you.
That's right.
You cum-guzzling queen. Like, seriously, it's like, wow. And then, but the flip side of that is, like, if you're hanging out with a bunch of guys, and you know they're all hardcore gamers.
Yeah.
And you do something, say, hey, guys, I it's like when you run a role-playing game. When you run a game, it's like, come in my game, and then everybody plays your game, and you're nervous as a GM. You're like, wow, I want to make sure it's a good game. And at the end of the night, they're all, like, high-fiving you and shit. They're like, wow, God, that was an awesome game.
Yeah.
When's the next game?
And you're like,
and then you better need it. You better meet that last game.
That's always the problem,
Or you're fucked. Or you're fucked. So it's just brutal.
I broke my tooth.
What?
Yes, on Saturday night.
Oh my God!
During
where?
The auction.
Where?
During the porno beta auction. You can't see it. It's the fifth one in, top row on the right hand side. On the inside, I broke a quarter of my tooth off.
You gonna sell it on eBay?
I couldn't find it.
You swallowed it?
I was eating a sandwich.
Oh my God!
And I think the downfall was this nutty bread, you know, the 1,000 nuts in it. And
I'd like to discuss with you a term. The term is calcium.
Uh-huh.
Are you getting enough?
No, I don't think that's the problem.
Your teeth are cracking off, biting
into
bread, guy.
Crunch. So I kept...
Oh, my God, guy!
And I'm like, oh, that must have been something hard in the bread, so I keep chewing.
Oh, fuck!
And the second and third crunch was actually me chewing on my tooth. And then I go, no, something's wrong. There's two crunches now. Two things in my mouth. So I must have swallowed it because I spit out all the stuff trying to find my tooth and this hard rock that seems to have made its way into this piece of bread. But I couldn't find it. And now I have a quarter of my tooth missing.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't really see. You want to try and look at it, or you'd like totally grossed out.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to the dentist tomorrow to, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to put fake tooth in there. It's only a quarter of the tooth. It's not my whole tooth gone. Yeah, vegan food kills.
Yeah, I think you're not getting enough calcium. When your teeth are snapping off in your mouth when you're eating a sandwich, yeah, that's God.
So. I drink so much soy milk, and there's lots of calcium in that.
Yeah, are you getting any magnesium with that soy milk?
I'm getting everything. No, shut your fucking mouth.
If you take calcium and you don't take magnesium, your body passes it. You need magnesium and calcium to fucking do it. I'm just like, oh, man, that's... Oh.
Stupid fuck, shut your fucking mouth.
Sim has leprosy.
That's right, I'm falling apart. Oh, there goes my finger.
I concur. Doctor, do you concur? Okay, anyway, so that's
two it. Two out of three doctors.
That's it for tonight's show. Just before leprosy. We go, I'm sorry, I'm like a total eBay junkie now. I have to see what the mic's at. $41 is where we're sitting right now, which that's way more than I ever thought we'd get for it. Who's the
at this point, Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo, oh, of course, it's the hardcore. And he signed up, is his first time.
Yeah, it's his first time. I'm not selling to him, he has no record.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
he's
not good for it.
Oh, wow, no kidding. Well, all right,
that's
guys.
Awesome, so we're going to check in next week on
and
that.
And next week we're going to have even more of that. If you like the kind of the supernatural sort of bent that I put on the show, hey, give it up, because, of course, I'm gay. Good stuff. No, I'm not buying your microphone, you egotistical fuck. You should have saved a piece of that short scorched jacket to send to me. No.
Come on, Smokehouse. You got everything else.
Yeah,
it's
no.
The microphone. You got to complete the set.
That's right. You know. Oh, my God. And CyberTech corrected me, saying, by the way, Sean, MIT is Massachusetts Institute of Technology. However, the Cube guy should have noticed that when you said Michigan Institute of Technology. So, very, very funny. Anyway.
That's good stuff.
All right, guys. So, we'll see you next week in 7 days.
Where's your outro? Where's your little, like, thing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like,
I'm sorry. Buy my book. That's the George Takei outro, eh?
Oh, yeah.
George Takei from Sulu. He's like, I know, it's Mr. Sulu. Buy my book.
That guy's that where it's from?
Oh, he's
he
like,
wrote a book? So, like some
George Takei?
Yeah.
Sulu?
Yeah.
From Star Trek?
He's like, write Star Trek
God,
books?
He is,
what
is
he write?
He's a Star Trek whore. Sulu? That's all he does. Hi, I'm George Takei.
He's got that voice.
Bye.
He loves his own voice, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, and everyone's all, meteor shower tonight, watch it.
We watch it at 5 a.m. over here.
Yeah, but the weather out here is rank.
We wouldn't see a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. I watched it last year. It was not so late at night. It was very, very cool.
Was it?
Like, there was a meteor that was burning up. It was so bright, I could not look at it.
Is it
It was, like, burning into my retina. I don't know what it was. I can't remember. It's the same one as last time.
Wow.
This one's
the same one as last time.
It comes back. But this one's more intense, and it's the last one for 70 years, like they always say. It's the last time you're going to see it for 70 years. It seems like something happens every year that's the last one for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
It's always a show in the sky.
Okay, guys.
Where you come from
is gone where you thought you were going to. Weren't never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you got yourself a flamethrower. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us.